Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
On a beautiful Saturday afternoon, the Evergreens are on the air. We're getting ready for a doubleheader at Carson Park High School Baseball, D.C. Everest, and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Seems like we just spoke yesterday. The Evergreens were in action at home against Walsall East, a happy result, 7-2 victory. And now they head on the road, about an hour and 20 minutes on the bus, to beautiful Carson Park to take on the Old Abes. Eau Claire Memorial has been in the ultimate offensive dry slump. They've been shut out in their last three games. It has been 21 innings since they last scored a run. That's likely to turn around today. The Evergreens are using two of their JV pitchers in this opening game of the doubleheader, and the Evergreens will be facing one of Eau Claire's regular starters before they get a JV pitcher in game two. We're getting ready for first pitch, which is scheduled for around 11 o'clock. The Evergreens are taking their final infield warm-up right now, and then we'll be ready for baseball. We can tell you that Nick Peterson is the starter. He's a regular starter who's up with the varsity for the Old Abes, and the Evergreens are going with one of their JV starters, Austin Behrens, to start. They're hoping that Austin Behrens will work a couple of innings to start the ball game and then give way to at least one or perhaps two more JV players. Because the Evergreens have two conference games coming up next week, the goal is to not use too much of their regular pitching in today's doubleheader. So it'll be a balancing act in that sense. We'll spend some time with Coach Dave Langman, look back at yesterday's 7-2 win, and preview today's doubleheader. We're about 12 minutes away from first pitch. Going to be a beautiful day for baseball. If you're not here, just keep us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We'll be good company today. Conley and the coach when we come back in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. I'm Chris Conley, and we're getting ready for a baseball doubleheader between D.C. Everest and the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial. Eau Claire Memorial is 3-6 in their conference, and they're 5-10 overall. The Evergreens, look at that, have won two of their last three. They are 3-5 in Valley play, and with yesterday's win over Walsall East, improved to 5-7 overall. We're going to spend some time with Coach Dave Langbin, our Conley and the Coach segment, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Sports. Coach Sean Lutke was your starter, and he left the game because of injury, something wrong with his elbow in the top of the third inning. And what an emergency relief appearance for Austin Solomon. He came on and gave you more than four quality innings, gave up just one run. That's got to be the emergency start of the year so far.
Tough situation, first and second, and loaded him up, but then he got himself out of a situation, and he did phenomenal. He pitched five strong innings for us, and that's exactly what we needed going into today.
He got out of that inherited jam in the third inning, then gave you a zero in the fourth, fifth, and sixth before he was touched up for that run, and two hits, too, drove in a run.
Yeah, he finally got his bat going a little bit. We know he's capable of hitting, and he did a wonderful job for us yesterday.
And all of this kind of builds on what's ahead for him next season, because he's got to be a big part of your pitching plans a year down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a good sophomore class with a lot of pitchers in it. We've got a few junior pitchers that are capable for us, and if we can put all those guys together, we should be pretty strong pitching-wise.
All right, so while the cliche is you take it one game at a time, this is the time of year everyone just looks at what's left on the schedule, and you know that there are the potential, at least, for a lot of wins there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to build and be a little bit more consistent now here on out, and try to work defensively to if you make that mistake, to put a cap on it, so to speak, and not let things fester.
All right, so today we played two against Eau Claire Memorial, probably the nicest weather that we've seen of the year, a great time to drive over to Eau Claire. Eau Claire is a pitching-rich team, so this will be a hitting challenge for you, but this also might pay dividends down the road when you come back into conference.
Yes, they're always going to throw quality pitchers against us, and we got some things to work on in the hitting area, and hopefully some guys break out of some slumps here and get some good at-bats today.
In game one, we'll see a couple of JV pitchers?
Yep, Austin Behrens is going to start for us, and then Derek Reike is going to finish up, and hopefully those two can carry out all seven innings for us.
And who do you plan on throwing in game two?
A little bit of everybody. We're going to give minimal innings to a lot of guys.
Update on Sean Lutke. He left that game in the third inning. It looked like at first we thought that was his non-throwing elbow that he was looking at. Then we remembered in the press box, hey, he's a left-hander. He's pulling at his left elbow. It looked like something happened while he threw.
Yeah, I think it was more muscle-related, some tightness, something maybe popped, twinged a little bit, and find out how he is after he throws here a little bit, see if it's okay.
All right, that's D.C. Everest head baseball coach Dave Langbin as we get ready for a doubleheader today at Carson Park. We're going to have temperatures getting close to 60 today, which means this will be the nicest weather that we've seen all season. 52 now as we near first pitch. Starting lineups and our first pitch coming up in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers, skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tolusti & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Getting ready for game one of our doubleheader at Carson Park between the D.C. Everest Evergreens and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens are the visiting team, so let's check the D.C. Everest starting lineup and batting order. Leading off is the designated hitter, Busher. Hagenbusher normally catches. He'll catch in game two, DH in game one, and he'll bat of pitcher Austin Behrens. Cody Cocker, the third baseman, will bat second for D.C. Everest. In left field will be Mike Plaza batting third. Wyatt Brown, bat heating up, bats fourth, plays center field. Brady Burrell will play at first base and will bat fifth. Bryce Hines gets another start in right field. He'll bat seventh. Zach Hancock is the catcher for game one, and he'll bat eighth. And Alex Kell at shortstop will bat ninth. So for the visiting Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Cocker, Plaza, Brown, Burrell, Hines, Hancock, and Kell. That's the D.C. Everest starting lineup. For Eau Claire Memorial, in left field is Jordan Wilson, who will lead off. The right fielder, Ben Everhart, will bat second. Designated hitter Travis Berg will hit for the pitcher Nick Peterson and will bat third. Eli Traceth will catch, and he'll bat fourth. James Anderson plays third base and will bat fifth. Jovan Masters is the first baseman, batting sixth. Isaac Appleby is the Old Aves starting shortstop. He'll be seventh. Cole Gagne is the second baseman, batting eighth. And Zach Johnson plays center field and bats ninth. So for the home-standing Old Aves, it's Wilson, Everhart, Berg, Traceth, Anderson, Masters, Appleby, Gagne, and Johnson. First pitch is coming up in just a few moments. We'll be back with the start of today's game after another two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311. Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back at Carson Park, where the starting lineups are being introduced. Now, we were given the D.C. Everest starting lineup as the team got off the bus, and there has been a change in the D.C. Everest batting order that we should tell you about right now. It involves the 7, 8, and 9 positions. Alex Kell, the shortstop, who we had batting 8th, is going to move up in the batting order, and he will bat 7th. The catcher, Zach Hancock, is going to bat 8th, and Ryan Kell is going to bat ninth. So we've got our paperwork correct here as we get ready for baseball. The crowd at Carson Park rising now for the performing of our national anthem. We have a fun, full day of baseball ahead. The doubleheader for the D.C. Everest and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. The Old Aves home team are wearing their black tops, trimmed in white and purple with white pants. The D.C. Everest Evergreens wear their road gray bottoms. They're wearing their green tops, trimmed in gold. The uniforms that we hate up here in the broadcast booth, because the team numbers are only silhouetted in gold instead of solid, makes it difficult to see when we make defensive changes later in the ballgame. If you've never been to Carson Park, we should tell you a little about this ballpark because it's a great venue for springtime baseball. By the way, has a very nice memorial and exhibit to Hank Aaron, who played here before he started his major league career playing in the minor leagues with the Eau Claire Bears, the old minor league team. The Eau Claire Express in the Northwoods League play here. This is a really nice facility. 3-10 down the foul lines with a short wall. The field slopes sharply towards the power alleys, both in left and center. Center field is 400 feet away and has a high 20-foot wall that extends into right center field. Good defense from your center fielder is key here because the ball can roll a long way. This is the kind of ballpark that may not give up a lot of home runs, but would give up a lot of triples. Something else about today's ballpark, it is only a chain link fence in center field, and normally there's a green tarp, a batter's eye that they put up out there. And the batter's eye is not up today, which means the hitting background, when you come up to the plate, is a chain link fence and the softball field and the concession shack for the softball field beyond that. That's kind of a tough background to hit, so maybe that's an advantage for the pitchers today. Let's check the defense for the Old Aves as they have taken the field, and their starting pitcher Nick Peterson, a senior, a right-hander, is completing his warm-ups. Jordan Wilson starts in left field for Eau Claire Memorial. Zach Johnson is the center fielder, and Ben Everhart is in right. Infield for Eau Claire Memorial, James Anderson at third. Isaac Appleby is the shortstop. Cole Gagne is the second baseman, and Jovan Masters is at first. The battery, Eli Trasseth is the catcher. Senior righty, Nick Peterson to pitch, completing his warm-ups. And he'll face Mason Hagenbusher, Cody Cocker, and Mike Plaza in the top of the first here as we're getting ready for baseball on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens yesterday, 7-2 winners over Walsall East, looking to build on that. In fact, if the Evergreens can take two, hey, why not? Evergreens be back to 500 at 7-up and 7-down for the season. Left-handed batter Mason Hagenbusher ready to step in to get our doubleheader underway. I see only a small contingent of Everest fans who have made the trip over. We could count them on two hands, which means a lot of folks are listening on Fox Sports Radio. Glad to have you along. Here's the first pitch. It's a fastball inside for ball one. Chris Conley here, and my broadcast position, we are up high in the press box, which is on the roof of the grandstand at Carson Park. a very high view, similar to what we have when we play at Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids. Got a great view of the field up here and just a comfortable breeze to keep things comfortable. To pitch inside from Nick Peterson, as he's yet to throw his first strike, behind in the count 2-0 to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher was 0-3 yesterday. It's been kind of a little bit of a batting slump. Probably had to wait to take strike one, and there it is. Fastball on the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Like to see if Mason Hagenbusher can put the ball in play. He's got good speed if he can get on base. 2-1 pitch, and there's a fly ball to center field. Just moderate depth. Zach Johnson is under it and makes the catch. There's the first out. Mason Hagenbusher was under that by just pretty good contact. Get down on that ball, he would have sent it to the gap. Instead, here comes Cody Cocker for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Cody worked out two walks. He had a hit, scored a run in yesterday's game. Cody Cocker for the season hitting .262. Back-to-back lefties. First pitch is fouled off over the grandstand and out of play for strike one. Evergreens will want to do some first ball hitting here against Nick Peterson. I get the feeling that Peterson, when he gets the groove, throws a lot of strikes. Cocker is set. Here's Peterson. He works from the set. First time he's tried to throw an off-speed pitch and left that one up high. It's one ball and one strike. Cotton candy clouds overhead for a very nice day of baseball. This is really the nicest baseball weather that we've seen so far this season. A little cool when the sun disappears behind the clouds and then very nice afterwards. Here's a pop-up in foul territory down the third base line. There is room there for a play. Third baseman James Anderson gloves it. And Cody Cocker has fouled out. Two up and two down for the Evergreens. Here comes Mike Plaza. Plaza continues to stay above 400, but he will need to hit in this doubleheader if he doesn't want to lose those points on his batting average. Plaza yesterday got a gift base hit, 1-for-4. On a pop-up just beyond the infield, either the first baseman or right fielder miscommunicated for Wausau East, and the ball fell in between them. Plaza is 18-of-43 on the season, a .418 batting average. Takes a first pitch strike from Nick Peterson. And Plaza, I mean, there are several of the Evergreen hitters that fall into this category. Plaza still hitting the ball well, but he was a hotter hitter earlier in the season than what we've seen from his body of work in the last couple of games. That one is fouled off, and that's Smarts off of Mike Plaza's foot. And he's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. You would have to think in game one that the old Abes have an advantage. They're throwing a regular varsity pitcher, Nick Peterson. And the Evergreens are counting with Austin Behrens. Behrens has done his work with the JV, although Behrens has seen action in one varsity game. 0-2 pitch to Plaza, that's an off-speed pitch. It's fouled off onto the screen behind home plate. Plaza's trying to get his timing down against Nick Peterson. Plaza and Wyatt Brown will wait on deck, should both do very well. These are fastball hitters. It looks like Peterson throws with pretty good velocity. Tried to get him to chase outside, and Mike Plaza does not bite. That's one ball and two strikes. D.C. Everest Baseball, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Nick Peterson gets his sign. Here's his 1-2 pitch fastball smacked foul. Close to Coach Dave Langbin. Coach Langbin says he loves coming over to Carson Park. He played college ball here. Says also he appreciates the work that's been done on the stadium. Carson Park is much different than Coach Langbin's college days. I believe they have indoor plumbing and electricity since then. This has popped up behind home plate. Drifting into fair territory and can't get it. It drops in fair territory, and Mike Plaza's got another base hit. Oh, my. Catcher Eli Trasseth thought that he was going to be making a play behind home plate in foul territory. The ball blew back into fair territory. They're going to give Trasseth an error because it touched his glove there. If it fell without the catcher touching it, you'd have to score it a base hit. Instead, they're going to say that it hit Trasseth's glove, and that's the correct call, and then fell into fair territory. So the Evergreens have a two-out base runner. Here comes Wyatt Brown. Start Brown with an off-speed pitch, and he swings and misses. Maybe even Eau Claire Memorial has the scouting report. Wyatt Brown hits the fastball, struggles with the breaking stuff. Although I was just checking before our game, throw over to first, and Plaza is back safely. Wyatt Brown has been adding points to his batting average almost every game. He's now up to 244. Play the infield back. Force at second in play here. Pitches inside. It's one ball and one strike to Wyatt Brown with Brady Burrell waiting on deck. Brady Burrell is one of the Evergreens batters that we'd like to see get hot as we go down to the stretch. Evergreens with two conference games and a three-game week coming up next week. Runner is going. Ball's hit on the ground to short, which means the only play is going to be at first. Throwing across the diamond is Isaac Appleby. They get the speedy Wyatt Brown, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens get no runs. They get a base runner thanks to an error and leave him stranded at first. The end of a half inning, D.C. Evers nothing, and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves are coming to bat next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Let's see how Evergreen starting pitcher Austin Behrens does. He'll be pitching in a stadium environment, something that you don't see at the JV level. I mean, there's a difference in a player's mind, I think, between a field and a stadium. And Carson Park qualifies as a stadium. Let's check the defense behind Austin Behrens. In left field for the Evergreens is Mike Plaza. Wyatt Brown's in center, and Bryce Hines makes the start in right. In the infield, Cody Cocker at third had a nice throw out from his knees in the East game yesterday. Alex Kells, the shortstop, Ryan Kell at second base. Brady Burrell plays first. Evergreen's battery, Zach Hancock catching in game one of this doubleheader, and Austin Behrens on the mound, now to face Jordan Wilson to lead off for the Old Aves. First ball swinging, ground ball to short. Alex Kell deep in the hole, bobbles it briefly, long throw, not going to get it. That ball was hit so deep in the hole that it could be scored a hit, but we're flashing an error because Alex Kell bobbled it. Alex Kell did not play that ball cleanly. And he'll be charged an error to let the lead runner reach here in the bottom of the first. So both teams have committed an error here in the first inning. Eau Claire's miscue did not cost them. We'll see if the Evergreens can recover from their mistake. Ben Everhart bats. He's the starting right fielder. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher Austin Behrens puts the bunt down, pushes it down the first baseline. Behrens fields it, shuttles to first, got it. Austin Behrens had a decision to make on that play because if he let that ball roll, it likely would have rolled foul. Instead, he picked it up and was willing to take the out. It is a sacrifice bunt, and it moves the lead runner Jordan Wilson to second. Which means the Old Aves are betting that either their number three hitter, Travis Berg, who's batting now, or Eli Trasseth, their cleanup hitter, can drive in this run. And this makes sense for the Old Aves if you didn't miss the pregame show. They've been shut out their last 21 innings. Swing and a miss for Travis Berg. That's strike one. That's a long time to go without runs. Their conference, though, is pitching rich. Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire North. All of those teams tend to produce good pitchers one year after another. Berg swung and missed at the first pitch. Off-speed pitch there is foul tipped back into the catcher's glove, and Austin Behrens is ahead in the count for the Evergreens, 0-2. What wind we have is blowing right out to center field, but this is a pretty big ballpark. So I'm not sure the wind that we have today is going to factor into what actually happens on the field. Behrens ready for an 0-2 pitch. Here it comes, left it up high. Ball, two strikes. Tried to take something off there. Today's DC Everest. Eau Claire North, the Eau Claire Memorial doubleheader is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Wool bibs, wool socks, wool shirts, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Off-speed pitch there. Boy, that was close. A little high, I guess. Two balls, two strikes. Body language from Austin Behrens indicated that he thought he had a strikeout, and a little bit of chatter, too, from the Evergreens bench. Behrens just shook off his catcher, Zach Hancock, ready for a 2-2 pitch with a runner on second, and that is smacked foul. So we'll do it again at 2-2. We've got a couple of Eau Claire Memorial fans here. I could imagine, since this is a full day of baseball, that we might have a late-arriving crowd, too. And the Evergreens fans again, maybe a dozen of you have come over. We're coming over for game two. You listen on Fox Sports Radio as you head out of town. 2-2 pitch, and that's down low. The count goes full. As Travis Berg tries to pick up that runner at second as we play the bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. Sun had disappeared behind those clouds for a few minutes, and now the sun has reappeared. And that makes the difference as to whether the day feels comfortable or just a little bit chilly. Here's Austin Behrens, 3-2 pitch, and that's smacked down the line in left field, but he got under it. Backpedaling is Mike Plaza. Plaza has room and makes the catch at the warning track. Runner is tagging from second to third. There's a play there, and he's in safe. Mike Plaza couldn't get as strong a throw as he would like because he was moving backwards towards the left field line to make that play. So that is the second out of the inning. It does advance the runner from second to third. So with two down, Eli Trasseth, the catcher and cleanup batter, will see if he can pick up that runner at third base. So for Austin Behrens, the Evergreens pitcher, this is a little bit of a challenge. He'll have every opportunity to get out of this bottom of the first without giving up a run. And starts off Trasseth with a curveball that misses outside. Chris Conley here. I know it seems like we were just spending some quality time together yesterday. That Wausau East Everest game ended around 7:30. Pitches up high from Austin Behrens, two balls and no strikes. Of course, if Behrens would like to work around the cleanup hitter here, James Anderson awaits on deck. May want to take his chances with number five in the batting order instead of dealing with number four here. Particularly when you're behind 2-0. If you're going to go after Trasseth, you've got to throw him a strike here. And, yeah, I think they're working around him. That pitch is up high. It's three balls and no strikes. You know, when you're playing out of conference, you have limited scouting information. You don't know a lot about these players. So, I mean, you may just want to play things traditionally. Pitches up high, and that's a four-pitch walk to Eli Trasseth. And the traditional way of playing this is that you don't mind walking that big bat in the cleanup spot. You put him on first, it sets up a force. And then if you're dealing with number five in the batting order, well, that should still be a good hitter, but not as much of a threat as your cleanup hitter. James Anderson steps in. All right-handed batters so far in the Eau Claire Memorial lineup. Two outs, and there's a runner on first and third for Eau Claire, as we are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Austin Behrens steps off for a moment. Catcher Zach Hancock with some signs as to what the Evergreens are going to do if there's a double steal here. Of course, Eau Claire Memorial, after being shut out for three games in a row, would do anything to get a run. Here's the first pitch. It's up high. So that's five in a row out of the strike zone from Austin Behrens. I'm trying to think when was the last time we saw Austin Behrens at the varsity level. Scanning through my mental memory bank, I think he pitched in games two or three of the season, which were part of that triangular in Oconomowoc. I think he may have seen some action in that second game. His pitch here is up high. It's two balls and no strikes, so Behrens is having trouble finding the strike zone. Should he lose Anderson, he would load the bases for Jovan Masters, who awaits on deck. Again, tries overhand and misses. Three balls, no strikes. So Behrens got off to a reasonably good start. That runner on third base should not be there, reached thanks to an error. So Behrens, by rights, should be out of this inning. And instead, he's behind 3-0 to James Anderson, in danger of loading the bases. Here is the 3-0 pitch. on the outside corner, strike one. And that was a pitcher's pitch. That's where Austin Behrens needs to be. If he can hit that spot, he'll do just fine. That strike was at the knees and on the outside part of the plate. That's where he'd like to make a living. 3-1 pitch. Runner is going. Pitch is ball four, and the bases are loaded. Behrens has issued his second free pass. Now there's nowhere to put Jovan Masters, the first baseman. Second baseman Ryan Kell comes in to talk to his pitcher for just a moment. Catcher Zach Hancock looks over to the dugout. So this is indeed an early test for Austin Behrens. Should that run at third come in, it would be an unearned run. Behrens needs to recover for a defensive miscue. And Jovan Masters is a big kid. Wears number 44. Sluggers always wear number 44. Pitches up high. Big, broad-shouldered right-handed batter. You just get a feeling he can get a hold of one. And the Evergreens have to deal with him with the bases full. Austin Behrens comes set. 1-0 pitch. That's a high strike, and Austin Behrens needed that call. That was a borderline call. Pitch right up at the letters. Had pretty good velocity, and it's one ball, one strike. That's also living dangerously. A kid like Jovan Masters looks like he could get a hold of that high strike and drive it somewhere. At 1-1, tried an off-speed pitch, and that stayed up high. Two balls and a strike. Behrens, like a lot of pitchers that are still being developed, has trouble throwing that second pitch for a strike. We've not seen him throw a breaking ball for a strike yet. 2-1, that's fouled back down the first base line. Two balls, two strikes. Bases are full of old apes. But Austin Behrens now is one pitch away from getting out of this at 2-2. So you can afford to be cute here, try and get him to chase, and then come back with a fastball at 3-2 if you have to. Here's the pitch. It is an off-speed pitch, and it stays up high. The count is full. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. So the runners will be moving when Austin Behrens makes his next pitch, which will come in a moment, as catcher Zach Hancock is coming out to talk with Austin Behrens. Gives him a little tap on the glove. And now we're ready for a 3-2 pitch. Yes, this is early in the ball game, but this is the kind of pitch, kind of situation, it's going to determine what kind of afternoon Austin Behrens can have. Can he battle back and get out of this? Here comes his 3-2 pitch, up high, walked him, and a run comes in. There was nowhere to put Jovan Masters. And it looked to me like Austin Behrens, I think, overthrew that pitch. Three consecutive walks brings in a run. Isaac Appleby, the shortstop, is now ready to bat. He is the seventh batter. Coach Dave Langbin now goes out to the mound to talk with his JV pitcher. Imagine the conversation is really something simple, like, throw strikes, young man. Got it? Good. So Eli Trasith is at third, James Anderson is at second, and Jovan Masters at first. Base is still loaded with one run in the bottom of the first inning, and that pitch is up high to Appleby, ball one. And again, with the bases loaded, you kind of live dangerously when you fall behind in the count. Got to come in with a pitch here. Old Abe's all doing this without the benefit of a hit. Overhand fastball is over the plate for a strike. Austin Behrens needed that. I get the feeling that after three consecutive walks, Appleby was going to try and work the count in his favor. Now at 1-1, he should be ready to swing away. Behrens taking his time getting his sign. Bases loaded, 1-1 pitch. Here it comes, and it's a line drive, right field, and hooking foul. Foul by a little bit. That's good, because if it was fair and in the corner, it likely would have cleared the bases. Instead, one ball and two strikes. So this is the third time with two outs in the inning that Austin Behrens has gotten to two strikes. He lost the last two batters to walks, and now he really needs to get Isaac Appleby and limit the damage here in the first inning. Here is his 1-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three called. Big pitch for Austin Behrens, and he does get out of the inning, giving up only one run. The Old Aves score their one run on an error and three walks. At the end of one inning, it's Eau Claire Memorial 1, D.C. Everest nothing. Back with the top of the second in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tolusti & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Second inning is underway as the Evergreens find themselves trailing by a run, 1-0. Brady Burrell, Bryce Hines, and Alex Kell scheduled to bat here in the top of the second against Nick Peterson. Brady Burrell steps in, first pitch to him, a little bit high for a ball. Brady Burrell for the season, batting average has drifted down to 130. He is 3 of 23, although Brady Burrell is sometimes DH'd for when he's the starting pitcher. Pitch there is up high, and it's two balls, no strikes. Brady Burrell has pretty good speed if he could get on base. In fact, the Evergreens stole five bases yesterday. This team has good speed. Outside corner strike from pitcher Nick Peterson, 2-1. Evergreens baseball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. 2-1 pitch there is again on the outside corner. Burrell has yet to take the bat off his shoulders, and it's two balls, two strikes. Looking down at Coach Dave Langman, no sign to give here, got a hit away with two strikes. 2-2 pitch, overthrown and misses up high. Count goes full. The Evergreens can help themselves out if they can work the pitch count against Nick Peterson. Again, the Evergreens throwing Austin Behrens, a JV pitcher, against the Old Aves. Peterson is a starter, and that pitch is outside. The 3-2 pitch is low for a ball, and Brady Burrell has worked out a walk. We've seen a lot of base runners in this game for a game with no hits so far. Austin Behrens walked three. Now Nick Peterson has just walked his first. Each team has committed an error. Here comes Bryce Hines. Hines was pretty solid defensively out in right field against Wausau East yesterday. Had a couple of putouts there. Bryce Hines is a junior. He also does some pitching. Looking to bunt. Did that hit Bryce Hines? It hit him. Bryce Hines squared to bunt. Fastball was inside. It hit him on the arm or the shoulder. It's a hit batter. So again, base runners with no hits. Ryan Kell is now batting for the Evergreens. Runners on first and second, and there's nobody out. Kell is squaring to bunt again, pulls the bat away. That pitch is high. So the Evergreens are willing to try and move these two runners over into scoring position with nobody out. We've talked about this for high school pitching, too. For Nick Peterson, the Evergreens are willing to give him an out. He's got to throw a strike here to take it. And there's the pitch. It is bunted foul. So again, Ryan Kell, our second baseman, is trying to get a bunt down and has not been able to do it so far. It's one ball, one strike. And he was also bunting at what was going to be ball two there. And now Peterson comes set, checks that runner at second, looking to bunt again. And again, Ryan Kell, he's frustrated there, couldn't get the bunt down, fouled it off. And kind of shook the bat at the ground like he was angry that he's been unable to execute. Zach Hancock awaits on deck. One ball and two strikes. See if they still have him trying to sacrifice or if he gets to swing away here. He is swinging away. Ground ball to the right side, and it gets through just out of the range of the second baseman. Evergreen's going to try and score a run, and safe. Brady Burrell comes in to tie the ball game, and because the throw was not cut off at the plate, the runners advance. So the Evergreens get the first hit of the ball game, ties us up at 1-1, and the Evergreens will still have runners on second and third for Zach Hancock. Ryan Kell hit that ball in the hole between first base and second base, and it wasn't hit particularly hard, just out of the range of second baseman Cole Gagne. Gagne was shaded a little bit towards second base and couldn't come back the other way to make the play there. So we are tied 1-1 for Zach Hancock. First pitch to Zach is a ball. And it is Alex Kell, the Evergreen shortstop, who awaits on deck. And stepping off the mound is Nick Peterson for a moment to look that runner back to third base. As a right-hander, when Peterson comes set, he looks at that runner at third before going home. Zach Hancock swings and fouls that one off. One ball and one strike. When Zach Hancock has gotten a chance to play, he's been able to hit. Hancock did not see action in yesterday's game. I think he was out there as a pinch runner. Didn't get a chance to bat, though. Our home plate umpire is taking a close look at that foul ball. It went off the facing in front of the grandstand here. And it's okay. Throws it back into play. We're going to go through a lot of baseballs today. We're playing a doubleheader. Runner. Fly ball. It is on the infield near foul territory. The second baseman calling and did not make the catch there. Just ran out of ground. Thought that Cole Gagne in foul territory was going to have a chance to make a play, and he didn't. So instead, it's one ball and two strikes for Zach Hancock. As the Evergreens still have runners on second and third with nobody out. They've already tied the game. Here's a ground ball, a slow roller to second. It's going to get a run in. Gagne's only play is to first. He throws out Zach Hancock. Bryce Hines scores on ground out, and the Evergreens have their first lead of the afternoon, 2-1. A productive at-bat, even though he didn't get a hit, for Zach Hancock. Nothing wrong with that. The ground out also moved the runner on second over to third base. So Ryan Kell is there, trying to be picked up by Alex Kell with one out. Pitch there is up high. You know what? The Evergreens have to get another run out of this for a couple of reasons. I think you want to give the Evergreens pitcher Austin Behrens as much breathing room as you can, so giving him an extra run would help. But with one out and a runner on third, that runner have to find a way to get him home. Pitch there. Misses outside. So Alex Kell is now ahead in the count. Two balls and no strikes. The Evergreens will reach the top of their batting order with Mason Hagenbusher on deck. Old Abe's got a run in the bottom of the first. Evergreens have answered with two of their own here. And here's the 2-0 pitch. That misses up high, 3-0. And now Nick Peterson is struggling. Peterson's been a little inconsistent. Looked pretty solid and was able to spot that fastball for strikes in the first inning. Has had a little more trouble finding the plate here. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch coming to Alex Kell. It's a fastball, it's up high, and it's a four-pitch walk to Alex Kell. There's one out, and there's runners on the corners. And now Peterson will have to face a pair of lefties in the batting order. Mason Hagenbusher, who's due up now, and Cody Cocker, who is on deck. So Mason Hagenbusher's got a lot of ways to get this run in from third. Old Abe's are playing back in the infield, so they will trade an out for another run. So if Mason Hagenbusher essentially puts this ball into play, he would get that runner from third in, assuming that he could leg out what might be a double play ball if he hit something on the ground. Anything to the outfield, run's going to score. Throw over to first, Alex Kell is back. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. That's Glenray Radiators. This is the first of two. We'll have them both on Fox Sports Radio. We'll go back to the Fox Sports National feed when we're in between games. Here's a line drive. It's well hit to deep right field. Right fielder Ben Everhart is there to make the catch. It's going to score a run. Everhart retires Mason Hagenbusher, but it is deep enough for the runner at third, Ryan Kell, to tag and score. Mason Hagenbusher will be credited for a sacrifice fly and an RBI. Evergreens lead 3-1. Runner on first was not able to tag up there. Cody Cocker bats, and Alex Kell remains at first base. First pitch to Cocker is over the outside corner, strike one. Chris Conley, a beautiful Carson Park. If you've never been here, you're missing out. This is one of those classic minor league ballparks that's really fun to do a game at. Pitch is a ball, snap throw down to first, briefly gets away from first baseman Jovan Masters, not far enough for the runner to advance. You know what, Alex Kell diving back in there? Almost looks like he hurt himself. And sometimes you can jam that wrist or that shoulder diving back into first base. Wyatt Brown dinged himself that way last year. Alex is okay. Cody waiting on an 0-1 pitch. First the throw over to first. And Alex Kell dives back safely. We are playing the top of the third inning. The Evergreens have three runs in and lead 3-1. And there's only been one hit in the ballgame from Ryan Kell. Pitches up high. Delayed steal. They're going to have a play down at second base, and the runner is out. Not sure what was going on there with Alex Kell. Kell was halfway off the bag when the catcher got the ball and decided to keep running, and he's thrown out to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens get three runs in thanks to a hit, two walks, and a hit batter. And at the end of one and a half, it's D.C. Everest 3, Eau Claire Memorial 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
First time in the ball game that Austin Behrens, the Evergreens pitcher, has been staked to a lead. He's up 3-1 as he gets ready to pitch. Cole Gagne, who bats number 8 in the Eau Claire Memorial order, is up. He takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Yeah, Austin Behrens issued 3 walks in that first inning. Battled back to get a strikeout to bring the inning to an end. You'd like to see him throw strikes. There's a swing and a miss from Gagne. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the Eau Claire order are scheduled to bat here in the second inning. Again, Eau Claire still looking for their first hit in the ballgame, even though they've been able to put a run across. 1-1 pitch that's fouled back towards us over the roof of our broadcast position. A ball and 2 strikes. We are behind home plate, but up very high on the roof of Carson Park. A couple of Evergreens fans waving hello to us. Like that. 1-2 for Austin Behrens. Batter Gagne sensed that Behrens was taking a little too long and steps out asking for time. Everybody a right-handed batter so far in this old Abe's lineup. Here's Behrens' 1-2 pitch, and that one's fouled off. Off the window next door to us. Cole Gagne, we surrender. Didn't bring my glove to the game. And on the broadcaster's softball team, I should tell you, I'm a gold glover. No, I won't tell you what position I play. Still a ball and two strikes as Austin Behrens is doing battle here with Cole Gagne. Here comes the pitch. Off-speed pitch. Ooh, just missed. We said that Austin Behrens hasn't been able to throw that off-speed pitch for a strike. I think he just did, even though he didn't get the call. 2-2. See if he comes back with the fastball or tries that same pitch again. Fastball bounced off the plate to the third baseman, Cody Conker. Moves towards the line. Long throw. No, they're going to say that pulled the runner off the bag. Well, pulled up Brady Burrell off the bag. That was a tough play for Cody Conker. Had to go all the way near the line at third base. And they're going to give Cody Conker a throwing error there. That's a tough one. To be honest with you, I would have scored that as a hit. Because Cody Conker had to go a long, long way over towards the line to make a very long throw. Instead, it is an error. The old Abes are still looking for their first hit. And Coach Dave Langbin is coming out. I thought he was coming out to talk to his pitcher. Instead, he is coming out to talk to the field umpire about whether or not Brady Burrell really was off the bag or not. Now, I have the reverse angle on this because my broadcast position is a little bit on the first base side. Coach Langbin in the dugout is on the third base side. I can tell you that Brady Burrell was indeed pulled off the bag. The field umpire got that call right. It is the second time, though, that Austin Behrens will have to deal with a runner on base that shouldn't be. And now the center fielder, Zach Johnson, is ready to take his turn. And again, the mechanics change when you're pitching and you have a runner on. You've got to shorten up that stride to home plate. Maybe you lose a little bit of velocity. Slide, step, delivery. And that pitch is outside. Ball one. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Glen Ray serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Behrens, instead of delivering the 1-0 pitch, throws over to first base and almost threw wildly. Brady Burrell had to hop up a little bit. The old Abes are batting, and they're trailing by 2 runs. It's 3-1 as we play the bottom of the second. Behrens comes with the high set. Here's his pitch. Bounced that in front of the plate. Good stop by Zach Hancock. Saved his pitcher a wild pitch. And instead, Behrens is behind in the count, 2-0. You know what? Maybe that's something to watch with Austin Behrens. Behrens gave up all three of his walks. In fact, he walked in the only run that the old Abes have. But all of those walks came with men on base. So maybe his mechanics, maybe his accuracy is not as good when he has to throw with that slide step. He just missed again, 3-0. So Behrens may have, maybe that's something, we'll just have to watch if there's a difference between when he is pitching and what his accuracy is like when there's no one on base versus when there's a runner on. He's behind 3-0 in the count here and missed outside ball four. So maybe that is what's going on here with Austin Behrens. He has just issued his fourth walk. Nobody out. There are runners on first and second, and Jordan Wilson comes up. Jordan Wilson reached on a shortstop error. You know what? Both of the Evergreens' errors could have been scored either way. Alex Kell had to go very deep in the hole to get Jordan Wilson's bouncing ball. Bobbled it briefly, and his throw to first was late. Looking to bunt here, bunts back to the mound. The play is going to be to first. You know what? Austin Behrens hesitated. He looked to third, and now he didn't make a throw. You know what? That, if anything, the mechanics of that play have to be the catcher telling the pitcher where to throw. Zach Hancock, the catcher, has got to yell out, first base. Austin Behrens looked to third base, and then when he looked back to first, he realized he wasn't going to get a play there. It's an infield hit for Jordan Wilson. And again, the old Abes have the bases loaded with nobody out. They're able to get one run in this situation in the first inning. Austin Behrens on that play put himself in a hole. Gets the outside corner there. That's strike one. And this is the first time with runners on base that Behrens has gotten that strike one, has gotten ahead in the count. So that's important. Evergreens play the infield in at the corners and back up the middle. And here's a ground ball just foul down the third base line. Behrens is now ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Austin Behrens could really help himself out with a strikeout here. Looking in the outfield, and again, this Carson Park outfield slopes back dramatically once you get from the foul lines into the power alleys. Wyatt Brown plays a moderate center field. Of course, he's got great speed, but there's a lot of real estate behind him. Austin Behrens just overthrew there. Fastball is way high. One ball and two strikes. Evergreens lead 3-1, but the old Aves are threatening here. Bases loaded, none out. It's a ball and two strikes. Ben Everhart is waiting on Austin Behrens' pitch. Here it comes. Try to curve ball. That one stayed up high. Two balls, two strikes. It's becoming windy again. Things blowing around here in our broadcast booth. It's too nice a day. We're not closing the windows. Remember some of that late season snow in April? No, when we have a nice day, we're taking advantage of it. Here's the 2-2 pitch out in front. Swing and a miss. And Ben Everhart is Austin Behrens' second strikeout victim. Everhart goes down swinging, did not put the ball in play, so the old Aves do not score a run. Travis Berg now to bat. Big strikeout for Austin Behrens. Cole Gagne, who reached on an error, is at third base. Zach Johnson, who walked, is at second. And Jordan Wilson, who is going to sacrifice and reached on an infield hit, is at first. First pitch to Travis Berg is down low for ball one. We'll have about a half hour in between games. Then the second game of a doubleheader here at Carson Park. No Wausau East baseball this weekend. The Lumberjacks are off until Monday. They have an evening game at home against Medford. Tom King will have the call on that. Behrens, with the bases loaded, tried to throw his curve and left it up high. Two balls, no strikes. When you have a pitcher with limited experience and the bases are loaded, if I was either the catcher or if I was helping out call pitches from the bench, I'd want him to throw his fastball. You want to show your number one pitch here. He goes back to the fastball there, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Travis Berg flied out to left field. Hit the ball all the way back to the warning track near the line. Mike Plaza caught it. Credited for a sacrifice fly, it allowed the runner to tag and score from third base. 2-1 pitch, misses down low, 3-1. So with the bases loaded, there's nowhere to put Travis Berg. This is a big pitch for Austin Behrens. It's got to come into with a strike here to Travis Berg, or else it'll cost him a run. Comes with a high set, the 3-1 pitch is coming, swing and a miss. You know what, he swung at ball four. He swung at a high fastball that he thought he could drive, and Travis Berg swung right through it. The count goes full. And Austin Behrens trying to get out of this little mess here, partly of his own making. We're ready for a 3-2 pitch. One out and bases full of old Aves. And Austin Behrens steps off the rubber for a moment, and batter Travis Berg steps out for a moment. This is the kind of day if you come out to Carson Park. The crowd that's here want to be out in the sun. The bleachers down the third base line don't have a roof over them. That's where the Evergreens fans are parked. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Third base line foul. Hit over the fence and into the batting cage area down that third base line. Really turned on that pitch but didn't straighten it out. 3-2. Carson Park is in good condition. I mean, this field has not seen a lot of action. Nicely greened up, except for one area in left field in front of the warning track. It looks like during a part of the season, or during the offseason, something was put there. 3-2 pitch. This is popped up on the infield. In foul territory. Brady Burrell makes the catch. And the runner does not advance. And Brady Burrell was backpedaling there. Had to reach up over his shoulder to make that catch. That's the second out with the bases loaded. Yeah, the area from the left field line all the way along the wall in center field. It almost looks like there was a stage or some kind of equipment may have been out there. That part of the outfield has not greened up. Looks like the turf is a little damaged there. It's also the deepest part of the ballpark, so it probably doesn't matter. But it looks like that part of Carson Field needs some sod. Eli Trasith to bat, two outs, the base is loaded. First ball swinging, pops it up into foul territory, and onto the roof near our press box for strike one. Eau Claire Memorial left the bases loaded in the first inning, and they're in danger of doing it here in the second. They loaded the bases with none out. Now there are two down, and they have not scored. Evergreen still leading 3-1 as we play the bottom of the second inning. There comes Austin Barron's 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Boy, could Austin Barron's really help himself here. This could be something to really be proud of if you can get yourself out of this situation. Tries the curveball, leaves it up high, one ball, two strikes. That's the right way to pitch in this situation. Up 0-2, no need to come in with a strike. See if the batter will give you the easy out. It's one ball and two strikes. Evergreen's baseball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Tries the curve again, and he hit him. Hit the batter Eli Trasith, and with the bases loaded, a run will score. So, yeah, that's the right way to pitch, assuming that you don't throw wildly like that. So the bases are still loaded. And now we have a 3-2 ball game. Here comes James Anderson. Anderson worked out a walk back in the first inning and was left on base. Home plate umpire now going over to the Everest dugout. What's that about? Wants a new baseball. All right. Austin Barron started this inning with a two-run lead. He's given one of them back. And the pitch there is outside for a ball. Both of the runs that have scored were put on base by errors, so neither of them are earned runs to be charged against Austin Barron's. You figure earned runs by reconstructing an inning without any errors. Off-speed pitch is a slow roller to third, bouncing, foul. Cody Cocker stayed back on that, hoping that it would go to the other side of the foul line, and it did. The Eau Claire High School programs do not have any radio broadcasts for their baseball games, which means I'm sure there are a lot of Eau Claire fans who will be downloading and listening to our podcast at foxsportswausau.com and at the Evergreens microsite, everythingevergreens.com. 1-1 is the count to James Anderson. Base is loaded, two outs, and the curveball is just up high. Yeah, with the bases loaded even or behind in the count, I don't want Austin Barron throwing that curveball. Maybe that's something to talk about when he gets out of this inning and comes over to the bench. Two balls and one strike. Pickoff throw to first. Runner dives back, and Austin Barron's throw was almost wild. That would be inexcusable. If you're not the lead runner, you can't be picked off in a bases loaded situation. I'd like Austin Barron's, though, to focus on getting the batter, James Anderson, out. It's 2-1 here. Here's his pitch. Fastball, and that's lined into center field. Base hit. One run will come in. Two runs will come in. And the Evergreens had a two-run lead, and they have now lost it on James Anderson's two-out, two-RBI single. No doubt about it. That was a line drive. It brings in the run that ties the game at 3-3 and the run that puts Eau Claire Memorial in front. It's now a 4-3 ball game. And now Javon Masters, who walked his first time up, is coming to take his turn. There are runners on first and second after the two RBI knock. Again, Javon Masters, stocky, broad-shouldered kid, start him off with a breaking ball that didn't break. It's inside, ball one. You just get the feeling that this may be a back-and-forth, high-scoring ball game. We've already had now our second lead change as the Old Age take the lead. Here's a ground ball through the left side, a base hit. They're going to try and score a run. Yes, they are. The runner rounding third lost his footing, fell down, and has to retreat to third base. The lead runner at third, Eli Trasseth, made a big turn. In fact, he made a turn beyond the dirt and onto the grass in foul territory, and his feet came out from under him, and then he had to retreat. By all rights, he should be home. He is not, though, and the bases are loaded. But that Jovan Masters single did not cost the Evergreens a run. Isaac Appleby, the ninth Old Abe to bat in this inning. There are two outs. Appleby was a... And here's the pitch. Curveball. That was close, but called a ball. Yeah, Austin Behrens, well, first of all, he's got to learn to throw that curveball or that off-speed pitch for a strike, something that he's only been able to do infrequently here. But he's got to know when to use it, when to come fastball and when not to. Came fastball there, and that's fouled off down the third base line. It's a ball and a strike. Yeah, I think the pitch selection, which, again, catcher and pitcher have to get together on pitch selection. But the pitch selection, to me at least, has been a little bit strange. And that may also be a factor if you have Zach Hancock catching instead of the Evergreens' regular catcher, Mason Hagenbusher. No matter, it's one ball, one strike. Two outs, bases loaded. Curveball here, and that's a soft line drive to right. The right fielder, Bryce Hines, is there. He makes the catch. And for the second inning in a row, the Old Abes leave the bases loaded. They've stranded six through two innings. Eau Claire Memorial retakes the lead with three runs on three hits. The top of the third inning is coming up next. Eau Claire Memorial now leads D.C. Everest 4-3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are
When they were last on the bat, the Evergreens scored three runs in the top of the second inning. Eau Claire Memorial answered with three runs of their own. It's 4-3 as we go to the top of the third. Cody Cocker to lead off for the Evergreens against Nick Peterson. Cocker fouled out his first time up. Peterson starts him off with a fastball. He practically tumbled off the mound there and left the fastball up high. Peterson took a bad step as he strided off the mound with that lead foot. One ball, no strikes. Fastball misses down low. Peterson, you know, again, he's a senior time at the varsity. Not a number one pitcher, but he throws with pretty good velocity. It's behind two balls, no strikes. Fastball here, smacked to second. Cole Gagne, the second baseman, fields it cleanly, throws to first, and they get Cody Cocker by a step. Cocker made good contact there, but hit it right at the second baseman, Cole Gagne, for the first out. Here's Michael Plaza. Plaza reached on a weird play back in the first inning. He popped the ball up around the home plate area. It looked like it was going to be a foul ball. Catcher Eli Trasseth was trying to make a play on it. The ball blew back into fair territory, and Trasseth had it go off his glove. Michael Plaza standing on first base. First pitch to Mike, outside, ball one. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by our website, everythingevergreens.com. At the game, post your photos to everythingevergreens.com. Plaza line drive, sinking, base hit for Mike Plaza into left field. Ben Everhart, the base hit to right field. Ben Everhart, the right fielder, was indecisive on whether or not he would try and charge in. He would have had to have made a diving play on that ball and instead decided to play it on a bounce. Mike Plaza has the Evergreen second hit. He's on first for Wyatt Brown. At the game, use the hashtag DCEverest to post your games to everythingevergreens.com. Our podcasts are there as well, daily blog. If I have time in between games, I'd love to blog a little about Austin Solomon's day yesterday. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is ball one. Austin Solomon was not expected to pitch. He was called on for an emergency relief start when Sean Lutke was injured. Pitches over on the outside corner to Wyatt Brown. One ball, one strike. And all Austin Solomon did for the Evergreens was get out of a two-on, none-out jam with another error committed behind him. Was not touched for a run there. Throw over to first base. Mike Plaza is back. Worked five innings for the Evergreens, allowed only one run. And Austin Solomon deservingly got the win against Wausau East yesterday, 1-1. Oh, by the way, he drove in a run, too. Runner is going here, pitches inside for a ball, and there's no throw. Stolen base for Mike Plaza. So the tying run is now in scoring position for Wyatt Brown. Not sure if Wyatt's got a new bat. One of those yellow bats with black stripes on it. Looks like you'd find that in a construction zone somewhere. 2-1, fouled off the catcher's mask, and then off our home plate umpire's mask. So everybody behind the plate's going to need a moment. And the catcher, Eli Trasif, is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. On the foul off, it's two balls and two strikes to Wyatt Brown. Plaza is at second with one out, and the Evergreens are trailing by a run, 4-3, as we play the top of the third. Carson Park here is really a nice athletic department. You've got the Eau Claire football field just beyond the left field wall. Softball and a secondary baseball field behind the outfield in center field. 2-2. Pitches out, fouls that off down the first base line. Still 2-2, we'll do it again. If you're listening to the podcast of today's game, which will be posted in between ball games, you check out our pregame interview with Coach Dave Langvin. See all the nice things he had to say about Austin Solomon's pitching performance yesterday. That was fabulous. 2-2 pitch. Got a pickoff throw to second. Almost threw it into the outfield. Mike Plaza, the lead runner, gets back safely. Mike Plaza's dad goes to a lot of the games. I'm not sure if he's here today. We can only see part of the grandstand. Wyatt Brown now waiting on a 2-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Trouble with the curve. Wyatt Brown is 0-2. Leaves that runner out there for Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell also looks like he's using the exact same bat. Maybe it is the same bat that Wyatt Brown had. Old Yeller. Burrell walked his first time up, came around to score. Pickoff play to second. Again, they almost threw that ball into the outfield. The shortstop, Isaac Appleby, is trying to sneak in behind the base runner, Mike Plaza. Brady Burrell walked earlier. For the season at the plate, Brady Burrell has only three hits. He is 3 of 23. No time like now for the fourth. Pitcher Nick Peterson checks that runner. Fastball, overthrows, almost got behind the catcher. Eli Trasif partially blocked that ball. Runner does not advance. It's ball one to Brady Burrell. Bryce Hines is on deck if Brady can keep the inning going. I had thought that Brady Burrell would be pitching yesterday against Wausau East. He was available. Evergreens didn't need him. Brady Burrell projects to be the starter Tuesday against Marshfield. This one's fouled off down the first base line, 1-1. The other thing that was nice about yesterday's win against East was the fifth win of the year for the Evergreens. Their four wins before were all Brady Burrell pitching appearances. Three of them were Brady Burrell starts. The fourth win was Brady Burrell in long relief from earlier in the season. Pitch here is up high. It's two balls and a strike. So, I mean, one of the things that you would like to see from the Evergreens, can they win when Brady Burrell is not their pitcher? And the answer yesterday against the Lumberjacks was yes. 2-1 pitch, and that one misses up high. And Nick Burrell, the count is 3-1. A hit to the outfield would tie this ball game. It's the Evergreens 3-1 pitch coming. Fastball, smack down the left field line. This is going to be in foul territory, I think. Nope, the third baseman has a play in foul ground, and James Anderson makes the catch. That brings the inning to a close. I thought that was going to the seats just beyond the Evergreens dugout. Instead, the wind got it and kind of blew it back into play. The Evergreens, no runs, one hit, and they leave the tying run.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Bottom of the third inning is on for Eau Claire Memorial. They lead 4-3. The Evergreens send Austin Behrens out to the mound. They've already said that Derek Reike, another JV pitcher, will pitch later in the game, and Reike is starting his warm-up tosses in the infield. Leading off the inning is Cole Gagne, who had an assist at second base. Gagne swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Home plate umpire got out of his stance, pointed down the first base line. Not sure what that's about. Something out of order down the first base line, down in right field? Not sure. Here's Austin Behrens again to Cole Gagne, and there's a line drive to right center field, sinking quickly, and Wyatt Brown plays it on a bounce. Gets by Wyatt Brown for a moment. He quickly recovers. It's a double. Got to score that as a hit, a leadoff double for Cole Gagne. Wyatt Brown overran that ball a little in the outfield. I don't think that it factored in whether or not Gagne was going to stay at first or second. He was running right out of the box. And it is scored, a leadoff double for Cole Gagne. In all three innings so far, the Old Abes have put the leadoff runner aboard. So Austin Behrens, seems like it's one bit of trouble after another for Austin Behrens' pitching performance. Here's a bunt to try and move the runner over, pushed foul down the third base line. So Zach Johnson was asked to sacrifice himself to move that runner over. You know, if you follow baseball and, you know, kind of the strategies of the game, you can argue that either way. With the leadoff double, I mean, any hit to the outfield brings that runner in. So not sure there's a big difference between having that runner on second or third. Pitch here is overthrown up high for a ball, 1-1. And again, Zach Johnson was squaring to bunt. But the Old Abes, going into today's game, had gone 21 innings without scoring. So with runs hard to come by, maybe you do want to move that man from second to third. That's just based on the team's experience and their lack of timely hitting here. 1-1 pitch, offers to bunt. It was a ball, bat not pulled away. He offered. That's a strike. So Zach Johnson having some trouble getting this bunt down. Everest Baseball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic Podiatry, Spine and Sports Medicine Care, clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. It's a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch that's bounced in the dirt. 2-2. Now again, Austin Behrens. They were willing to give him the out. Austin Behrens has got to throw a strike and let that ball be put in play. Because more important than anything, this game is about getting outs. When the team's willing to give you one, you can't say no. 2-2 pitch here. That should have been strike three, and the umpire says it was a little inside. Austin Behrens at times has fought like he's been squeezed today, and I thought he was on that pitch. could have used that strikeout. Instead, the count goes full. And Johnson was not squaring to bunt there, so they're letting him hit away, and it's a ground ball to short. The runner is going to advance, throwing over low in the dirt and unable to be dug out by Brady Burrell. Ooh, it's an error. The Evergreens' third error. That's a throwing error on shortstop Alex Kell. Kell had time to make a good throw there. So, I mean, the same point about Austin Behrens needing to take the out when it's offered. Well, here's a chance where the ball was put in play. The out was offered, and the Evergreens unable to get it because of a miscue. That was a bad throw from Alex Kell, the shortstop. So here we are only in the third inning, and the Evergreens have committed three errors. So maybe the defense is going to be a big question mark again. Top of the order in Jordan Wilson. Wilson reached on an error in the first inning and singled, one for two. There are runners on the corners because of that throwing error, and the first pitch is down low for ball one. Old Abe's leading 4-3. Two of the four runs are earned. Pitch there, curve, up high, two balls, no strikes. Again, why are you throwing that? Throw that fastball and get a strike. Austin Behrens' curve is not really good enough. I mean, he's not consistent enough at throwing it. For him to throw that curve, you've got to get ahead in the count and then have the pitcher guessing on whether you're going to come fastball or curve. Here's a ground ball, left side, shortstop deep in the hole, forced to second. That is out at second base, and it scores a run. You know what? I think that was a very close play at second base. I think the runner may have been safe. The Evergreens will take it nonetheless. Alex Kell, the shortstop, was able to get the ball over in time to the second baseman, Ryan Kell. On the ground out, Cole Gagne scores, and now it is 5-3. So an RBI and a productive out for Jordan Wilson. It is only the first out of the inning. Runner on first and one more in for Ben Everhart. Everhart sacrificed back in the first inning and has struck out since. Swing and a miss there at strike one. Everhart took a big cut. Actually, check that out. We've got a pinch hitter here for Everhart. It is Sam Preissel who is batting here. Thank our PA guy for giving us the heads up that Everhart is not taking his turn at bat. That is a foul ball caught barehanded by the Eau Claire third base coach. I don't know. Every time I try and do that, kills. Ouch, that's smart. Coach is being a tough guy, not even shaking that hand a bit. It's no balls and two strikes to Sam Preissel. Overhand fastball popped up first base side foul territory, out of play. Crashes into the bleachers with a thud. Austin Behrens is ahead in the count 0-2. This is where you want to keep the batter guessing and perhaps throw that off-speed stuff. In fact, you could even come back and throw it twice. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Fastball there and misses. So it is obvious that Austin Behrens and his catcher Zach Hancock do not go to the Chris Conley school of starting pitching. Yeah, if I was able to put down my own signs here, the game that Austin Behrens is pitching would be a little bit different. It's a ball and two strikes. Runner is going from first, hit and run. It's a fly ball to center field. Wyatt Brown is under it, and he makes the catch for the second out. And the runner, who is moving with the pitch, has to retreat quickly to first base. That is the second out. And that runner, Jordan Wilson, was able to get back to first in time. Travis Berg, the DH, who is 0 for 2, ready to take his turn. Lead changes in this ball game. The Old Abes got a run in the bottom of the first and led 1-0. Evergreens came back with three runs in the top of the second for a 3-1 lead. Old Abes counted with three of their own to take the lead. First ball hitting. This is a line drive to center field. Wyatt Brown's there. Makes the catch and the inning is over. The Old Abes tack on one run in their half of the third inning and they leave a man stranded at first base. At the end of three, it's the Old Abes 5, the Evergreens 3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. Top of the fourth inning is on the evergreens of Bryce Hines, Ryan Kell, and Zach Hancock scheduled to bat. 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order. And they'll hit against a new pitcher, Ben Everhart. Everhart had started in right field. He was DH'd for by Sam Pressel, and that's why, because Ben Everhart is moving to the mound. Nick Peterson leaves the ballgame. Peterson, because he only worked 3 innings, could not be credited with a win today. But he leaves, staked to a 5-3 lead. And Bryce Hines to lead off to take on Ben Everhart. Hard-throwing right-hander. First pitch is a high strike to Bryce Hines. Hines was hit by a pitch his first time up and came around to score one of the Evergreens' 3 runs back in the second inning. Off-speed pitch there. That was a nice curve, and Hines swung right through it for a strike. Sam Pressel is indeed the new right fielder for the Old A's. And here's a ground ball, first base side, foul, just wide of the bag. Count remains, no balls and 2 strikes to Bryce Hines. Old A's have to feel pretty good about this game so far after going such a long time without scoring any runs. Pushing 5 across here. 0-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, ground ball, foul down the third baseline. Coach Dave Langbin almost made a play on that ball. On a hop or two, coach decided to let it go by. No balls and 2 strikes to Bryce Hines. Hines waiting on the pitch, swing and a miss. Down he goes. That is the first strikeout of the first batter that Ben Everhart faced. Ryan Kell had a single his first time up against Nick Peterson, and now he will take his turn against Ben Everhart. Ryan Kell had a double in last night's win over Wausau East. It was the only extra base hit of the game for the Evergreens. Evergreens had 9 hits. Kell swings and misses at the first pitch from Everhart. We'll give you the line on starting pitcher Nick Peterson in a moment. Here's another swing and a miss. Ryan Kell is down in the count, no balls, 2 strikes. Ben Everhart, the second pitcher, he looks like he's always around the plate with good velocity. He throws strikes. 0-2 pitch here, and that's a swing and a miss. Ben Everhart records his second strikeout, and he's faced only 2 men. Here's Zach Hancock to take his turn. So here is the line on Nick Peterson, who again leaves with a 5-3 lead. But you have to work 4 innings in high school ball to get the win, so Peterson cannot be the winning pitcher. Pitches a high strike here to Zach Hancock. Peterson works 3 innings. He allowed 3 runs. All 3 of them were earned. 2 hits. He did hit a batter, struck out 1 and walked 2 for Nick Peterson, senior right-hander, who worked the first 3. And here is a softly hit bouncer to short. Going to have to hurry. Isaac Appleby's throw is low, but dug out at first base by Jovan Masters. That's an impressive 3-up, 3-down inning for the new pitcher, Ben Everhart. The Evergreens do not score in the top of the fourth. Old Abe's lead DC Everest 5-3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DuVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DuVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Game 1 of our D.C. Everest-Eau Claire Memorial Baseball doubleheader. Bottom of the fourth inning is on. Eau Claire Memorial batting, and they come up to hit with the lead 5-3. 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order as Austin Behrens comes out to work the fourth inning. Eli Trasith has a walk and was hit by a pitch. Being hit by the pitch with the bases loaded brought in a run. Austin Behrens needs to hold this as a two-run game right now. Swing and a miss from Trasith. He was out in front. Again, Derek Reike is doing some long throwing in the bullpen along the third base line. He will be the next pitcher. See how far Austin Behrens goes. Pitches up high. One ball, one strike. The other JV pitcher that we saw earlier in the year was Logan Langbin. Yeah, Logan is the coach's son, a sophomore. But Logan Langbin was hurt last time he pitched. Took a line drive off his arm or shoulder. I think it was his arm. Pitch there is up high. It's two balls and one strike to Eli Trasith. So Logan Langbin, whose one pitching performance at the varsity level looked pretty good. He came on in relief in the second game of the doubleheader against Appleton. Here's a fly ball to center field. Wyatt Brown comes in a couple of steps, under it, makes the catch. That is three putouts in a row for Wyatt Brown. It is also the first time in the game that Austin Behrens has been able to get the lead batter out. Hopefully that's a good sign. Here comes James Anderson. Anderson walked in the first and singled in the second, so he's one for one today. Anderson's single loaded the bases back in the second inning, an inning where the Old Abe scored three runs. First ball hitting, and again a fly to center field. And again Wyatt Brown backpedals just a step or two. Wind almost had that one. Wyatt Brown had to reach out to his right to make the catch there. Four straight flyouts to center field. With two outs, here comes Jovan Masters. Masters singled back in the second inning and drove in two of those three runs. In fact, that hit is the difference in the ball game right now at 5-3. He is first ball hitting, and again, line to Wyatt Brown. Brown misplayed this one. He took a step in, and instead he needed to go back, and it goes over his head. Jovan Masters is going to have a double. It'll be scored as a hit, but you and I will make a note that Wyatt Brown really misplayed that ball. Now, sometimes when you're in center field, and the ball is coming at you straight on, you don't know, you don't have that depth perception to know if you have to come in or come out. Wyatt Brown needed to break the right way on that, and he broke in, and instead needed to go out, and it got over his head. It has scored a two-out double for Jovan Masters, and now Isaac Appleby will bat. And that would have been the fifth straight putout for Wyatt Brown if he broke the right way. All right, it happens. The Old Abes now own the hit column 5-2. Swing and a miss as Isaac Appleby was out in front of that hard breaking ball. Yeah, this would be a moral victory here for Austin Behrens if he can keep the Old Abes off the board. They have scored in each one of their innings. And here's a hard hit ground ball to third. Cody Cocker bobbles it, picks it up, throws across the diamond, and gets him to bring the inning to a close. A two-out double is wasted. Played four complete. The Old Aves still lead D.C. Everest 5-3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number
433884. We are Buck Sports!
Welcome back to Carson Park. I'm Chris Conley, and I admit I've wimped out. I've put on my sweatshirt, and I've got my hood up. It's a little bit windy, and we are in the shade, and we're up high on the roof of Carson Park in the press box. It's a little colder up here than it is down on the field. Evergreen's to bat in the top of the fifth, trailing by 2 runs, 5-3. And leading it off is Alex Kell, who walked his first time up. Pitch from Ben Everhart is inside for a ball. Everhart on in relief, had a 3-up, 3-down fourth inning, and I will tell you that Everhart looks like trouble. Pitch there, misses outside, 2-0. In fact, this is the first time that we've seen Everhart behind in the count. Evergreen send 9-1-2 in their batting order up here. 2-0 pitch, that fastball misses inside. So what's going on here? Everhart threw nothing but strikes in the fourth inning. And now he looks a little inconsistent, yet to find the plate here in the fifth. 3-0 pitch, and that is a four-pitch walk to Alex Kell. Alex Kell was great at the plate, 3-for-3 last night, all singles. Mason Hagenbusher to bat now. Evergreen's baseball is brought to you by Mallory N. Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all athletes a successful season. And Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Easy toss over to first base to have Alex Kell retreating. Mason Hagenbusher, the left-handed batter, still waiting for the first pitch coming his way. See if Mason's got to move the runner over. Yes, he squared to bunt, pulled it back, took a strike. Snap throw down to first, and the runner's just barely back. Alex Kell will want to make sure he doesn't stray too far there. First of two, about a half hour or so in between games, maybe even a little more. If they've got one of the concession stands going, ball players might want a bite to eat before we go out and play that second game. 0-1 on Hagenbusher, squares to bunt again, pulls the bat away, it's a ball, and again the catcher makes a snap throw down to first. Alex Kell is back easily, it's one ball and one strike. Had cold weather for yesterday's game in the late afternoon. It rained for the first inning or two. Throw over to first, runner's back. At least that rain stopped, but yesterday's game up at Simon Field was not pleasant. Today, yeah, it's still a little on the cool side. We're in the mid-50s now. Hagenbusher gets the bunt down, bunts it foul. You know, at all levels of baseball, from the major leagues, minor leagues, when I see those Northwoods college games, and even at the high school level, bunting is a lost art. There are so many times when a coach or a manager is asking someone to sacrifice bunt, and the sacrifice bunt, which used to be a given in baseball, everyone was expected, except maybe your slugger, your designated hitter, your cleanup batter, was expected to be able to lay down a bunt. And now the bunt is just a sometimes thing. Players have trouble executing. 1-2, and Mason Hagenbusher swings and misses and strikes out. That's an unproductive at-bat. Again, Hagenbusher asked to get the bunt down, didn't, and then was unable to hit with two strikes. Here comes Cody Cocker with the runner still at first base. Yeah, that's not just a criticism of Mason Hagenbusher. People do not bunt like they used to. Curveball there from Ben Everhart, and that misses outside for a ball. Everhart throws harder than Nick Peterson, which means the Evergreens, trailing by two, are going to have their work cut out for them in the later innings. This is fouled off down the third base line. It's one ball and one strike. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call Telusti and Kennedy for a free consultation. Throw over to first, and Alex Kell is back. The Evergreens have only two hits. They belong to Mike Plaza and to Ryan Kell. Alex Kell is at first thanks to a walk. Eau Claire pitching has combined to offer three walks here. Big lead at first base. Pitch is outside. It's two balls and one strike. That time there was not a throwback. Alex Kell walked back to first base on his own. Evergreens have committed three errors in this game. Just when you think the defense is going to get better. With only one error against the Evergreens in yesterday's win against East. 2-1 pitch over for a strike. 2-2. Cody Cocker is the batter. And Cocker flied out and grounded out. Mike Plaza awaits on deck. See if Cody Cocker can get a hold of one here with two strikes. Pitcher steps off, runner retreats. Old Abe's play the infield back. They are looking to turn two and get out of the inning. Cody Cocker is out in front of strike three. Gets away from the catcher, and Cody Cocker is going to reach. A strikeout, and it's a passed ball that's going to be charged to Eli Trasseth, allowing Cocker to reach base. And the runners advance. Well, now wait a minute. They're calling Cody Cocker out, even though he dropped. I get it, because there was a runner on first base. All right, so Cody Cocker is a strikeout victim, although the runner advances on what's going to be credited as a pass ball. So with two outs, Mike Plaza will bat for the Evergreens. Right, first base was occupied, so Cody Cocker could not reach there. But on the pass ball, Alex Kell moved up regardless. So now Mike Plaza will have a chance to bring in a run with two outs. And there's a line drive, sinking quickly to right field. Is that one going to get down? Yes, sir. Mike Plaza has got a single, misplayed by the right fielder. A run is going to score. This should be scored a hit and an error, as it was bobbled by Sam Pressel there. Plaza would get credit for an RBI. That runner was coming in from second base regardless. We'll wait for the official scoring to be posted, but Mike Plaza has just driven in another run. It is the third hit for the Evergreens. Two of them belong to Mike Plaza. And Plaza is on second base. Now, so far, they have not posted that as an error as well. It's got to be an error that allowed Plaza to go from first to second, even though it's not marked on the scoreboard yet. Couldn't possibly give Mike Plaza credit for a double here. Wyatt Brown takes the first pitch outside. And now coming back in, fastball, strike one. It's one ball, one strike. If Wyatt Brown could hit to the outfield, he'd tie this game. Plaza's RBI knock made it 5-4. Swing and a miss. Gets away from the catcher on a bounced ball in front of the plate. And Mike Plaza moves up to third base. What a wild pitch. Now, you know what? Even though it has not been posted as an error to the right fielder, I'm marking it that way on my scoreboard on the Mike Plaza single. Otherwise, there's no way to get Plaza to second. Now you've got him over to third. That is the second error on the Old Apes. Here's the pitch to Wyatt Brown up high. Two balls, two strikes. With that runner at third, Wyatt Brown's got to figure out a way to make contact to get Mike Plaza in and tie this ballgame. You get the feeling Ben Everhart does not give up a lot of runs. Here's a line drive sinking to center field. Base hit, and the ball game is tied. Back-to-back singles for the Evergreens, and Wyatt Brown singles home Mike Plaza, and this ball game is even at five apiece. So the Evergreens get to Ben Everhart, and Wyatt Brown. Brown is going to be the key to keeping this Evergreens team hot down the stretch. Wyatt Brown off to a slow start this season and is really starting to be much more of a force at the plate. Brady Burrell bats now with the ball game all tied up. Five for D.C. Everest and five for Eau Claire Memorial. First pitch coming to Brady Burrell. Wyatt Brown's going. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base, and Wyatt Brown's in there. There's the speed of Wyatt Brown. You know what? That was a good throw by the catcher, too. Eli Trathis, who's got a cannon for an arm, rifled that down to second base. Wyatt Brown's too fast. So now the Evergreens have the lead run at second. See if Brady Burrell can pick him up. Down in the count, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Outside? No, on the outside corner. Our scoreboard operator thought that was a ball, too. Instead, it's no balls, two strikes for Brady Burrell. So here on the top of the fifth inning, the Evergreens get two and tie this ball game. And here's a foul ball. Oh, was it something I said? Brady fouled it right back towards my broadcast booth. No balls and two strikes. Actually, the great kids on this team. Some always say hello when I see them. Mike Plaza's like that. Brady Burrell is too. Fouled off a pitch outside. Brady Burrell stays alive. Brady's usually a nice, calm kid. He's all business on days that he's pitching. And Mike Plaza, who singled and scored earlier in the inning, Plaza's always loose. And Plaza's a three-sport athlete. A lot of three-sport athletes. Mike Plaza, football, hockey, baseball. Brady Burrell, well-hit ball, left field. This is back and deep. Will the ballpark hold it? It's a home run for Brady Burrell. Put it over the wall in front of the 350 mark. A two-run jack for Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens lead 7-5. Whole team out to celebrate as Brady Burrell touches them all. And the Evergreens have back-to-back-to-back hits off Ben Everhart. And D.C. Everest now leads by two. Four runs pushed across for the Evergreens. No hit bigger than Brady Burrell's two-run homer. Here comes Bryce Hines. Hines bounces to the first baseman, off the first baseman's chest, flips to the pitcher covering, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens retake the lead. It's the third lead change of this ball game. They get four runs, and at the end of four and a half, now lead the Old Abe 7-5. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tolusti & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Carson Park. I'm Chris Conley, and this game sure looks different now. Evergreen score four runs in the top of the inning and now lead 7-5. Second time the Evergreens have had a two-run lead, and we have a pitching change. Austin Behrens gives way to Derek Reike. This was scheduled. The Evergreens had said that Reike would be working in the later innings of the ballgame. The runs scored in the top of the inning belong to Austin Behrens. So he stands to be in line for the win if the Evergreens could hold on. Reike will face 8-9-1 in the batting order. Cole Gagne to lead off. First ball popped up foul territory. Catcher Jordan Ellenbecker has a play and makes the catch. Now, yes, Derek Reike was scheduled to pitch. The only thing that you don't particularly like is that Austin Behrens went through the fourth inning, faced only four batters, and for the first time kept the Old Abes off the scoreboard. It was his strongest inning, and his work is done. Here comes Zach Johnson. Could have made an argument for running Austin Behrens out there for one more inning and then let Reike to pitch the sixth and seventh. It's not the way Coach Langman had it scheduled. And again, keeping the pitching here the way it was scheduled. First pitch from Reike is up high to Zach Johnson, ball one. We will give you the official line on Austin Behrens in just a moment. Here's the pitch. That's fouled off at the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Austin Behrens got himself out of trouble a couple of times. In fact, twice the Old Abes left the bases loaded. Austin Behrens works four innings. Five runs, three of them earned. Two errors committed by Austin Behrens both led to run scoring. Here's a swing and a miss as Zach Johnson is out in front of Derek Reinke's pitch. So Behrens, four innings, five runs, three earned. He gave up six hits, struck out two, walked four, and hit a batter. That hit batsman came with the bases loaded and cost him a run as well. But Austin Behrens stands to be the winning pitcher if the Evergreens can hold the lead. Pitch there from Derek Reike is outside. Two balls, two strikes to Zach Johnson. Johnson walked and reached on an error. That was an error that did not hurt the Evergreens. He was erased on a force out at second base. A close play at second base. I thought that he was safe from my vantage point. Fouls that one off. It's two balls, two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Here's Reike's 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, got him! Strike three, Zach Johnson swings and misses. And Derek Reike has retired the first two batters that he's faced. Here's Jordan Wilson. Coach Langman alluded to this in the pregame interview. The Evergreens have some nice pitchers at the freshman and sophomore level. The future of D.C. Evers pitching looks bright. Off-speed pitch bounced up the middle. Second baseman can't quite get over there, gets through for a single. Ryan Kell had to move all the way to his right to try and make a play on that ball, and it was just out of his range. So Jordan Wilson, with two outs, has a single into center field. The Old Abes have out-hit the Evergreens 7-4. Ben Everhart re-enters the game. Everhart plays right field now. And Everhart will take his turn at bat, 0-1. Line score, 7 runs for the Evergreens, 4 hits and 3 errors. Pickoff throw to first, runners back. Old Abes, 5 runs, 7 hits and 2 errors. Even though on our scoreboard it's posted only one error. We talked about this in the last inning. Mike Plaza got a single, but advanced to second on a bobbled ball in the outfield. There's no way you could score that a double for Plaza. Two outs and a runner on. Evergreen's trying to hold this two-run lead. Pitch from Derek Reike to Ben Everhart is up high. On deck is Travis Berg. Berg's the designated hitter, and he's a big bat, even though he's 0-3. So you'd like to end the inning right here and not have to face Berg. Off-speed pitch smack down the third base line. That's a fair ball right over the bag and into the corner. Mike Plaza is going to have to run over and cut it off, and they're going to hold the runner at third base. Plaza gets the ball back into the infield quickly. A two-out double for Ben Everhart, and it puts two men in scoring position with two outs. So Reike was cruising right along, got the first two outs quickly, but now he's given up back-to-back hits. The tying run is on second base, and Travis Berg, the designated hitter, is the go-ahead run at the plate. as the Evergreen 7-5 lead now looks a little precarious. And we'll see Derek Reike pitching under a little bit of pressure here. Batter asks for time. Travis Berg has flied out to deep left field, popped out in foul territory, and lined out to center. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch, called strike. Derek Reike was able to drop. Kind of unusual again. Start off a big bat, throw him something off speed. Ahead in the count, 0-1. We are playing the bottom of the fifth. Evergreen 7, Old Abe's 5. Off-speed pitch there, sinking line drive to right field, and it's played on a bounce by Bryce Hines. And that's going to bring in two runs, and it ties the ball game. Bryce Hines had a decision to make there as if he was going to charge and dive at that ball. He didn't, and you know what? In hindsight, he should have, because the two runs scored anyway, so you might as well give yourself the best chance of making a play on that ball. Instead, he played back, let it bounce in front of him, and two runs scored anyway, because with two outs, those runners are all going on the crack of the bat. A two RBI, two out single, ties the ball game at 7-7. And three hits in a row for the Old Aves. So no lead has been safe so far in this ball game. Cleanup batter Eli Trasseth fouls the first pitch back for strike one. And with those two runs scoring, it means Austin Behrens, the starting pitcher, will be no decision in this game. He cannot get the win. So runner on first with two outs. Again, all of this happening with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch there is up high from Derek Reike, one ball and one strike. Yeah, Bryce Hines, we don't have anything bad to say about his defense in right field. He's a fine outfielder. Just has to realize in that situation there are times that you dive for a ball and try and make a play at it, and there are times that you don't. Off-speed pitch for Derek Reike, and that's up high. Two balls and one strike to Eli Trasseth. That was one of those situations where you go all out and try and make a play on that ball. Again, even if it gets by you, well, so what? Two runs will score if it's in front of you or if it's behind you. Diving for it gave you the best chance of getting the out. This is a high fly ball to left field. Mike Plaza drifting over. He's fighting the wind, and it drops in. That ball got caught up in the wind, and you could tell Mike Plaza was struggling with it. It didn't hit his glove. It's going to have to be scored a hit. Well, you know what? They're going to rule that it did hit Mike Plaza's glove, and they're going to give him an error. Okay, and it's a two-base error. Mike Plaza struggling with the wind in left field, and the wind is blowing straight out, and you could tell just when he thought that he had that ball lined up that suddenly he didn't. So now there are runners on second and third on an inning that really should have been over, and James Anderson to bat. Game is tied 7-7. And an Anderson hit could bring in two more runs. So Derek Reike deserves to be out of the inning here. First ball hitting, it is fisted into right field. The right fielder there, Bryce Hines, makes the catch and brings the inning to a close. Three hits and an error allow two more runs to come in for Eau Claire Memorial. It's a brand new ball game. We'll go to the top of the sixth next, and we are tied 7-7 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Ben Everhart is out to work his third inning for Eau Claire Memorial. We go to the top of the sixth, and we're tied 7-7. The thing that's unfortunate for the Evergreens is that you just think that Everhart looks like a tough customer, and you don't know how many hits or how many scoring opportunities you're going to get a chance to get off of him. And the Evergreens touched him up for four runs in the last inning, so maybe they don't get any more, which is why you would like to see that two-run lead that the Evergreens have stand up. Instead, they gave two runs back. And here comes Ryan Kell to lead off the top of the sixth inning. So the Evergreens will have to earn it again. Four lead changes in this ball game. First pitch is over the outside corner for a strike. Today's Evergreens baseball game brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Everhart drops the curve in there for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Evergreens out hit in the ball game 9-4. And the Evergreens have committed four errors. Topped foul down the third base line, so Ryan Kell stays alive. Actually, our scoreboard is wrong. The Evergreens, in fact, have five hits and not four. Two for Plaza, one for Brown, one for Ryan Kell at the plate here, who swings and fouls that off, and Brady Burrell's home run. That's five hits for the Evergreens. Scoreboard operating is a sometimes thing at the high school level. Error that should be posted to the old Aves that is not. Pitch is up high, and that's a ball. So the line score should read 7-9-2 for the old Aves, 7-5-4 for the Evergreens. It's one ball, two strikes to Ryan Kell, and here comes Ben Everhart's pitch. Smack to third. On one hop, James Anderson has it. Strong throw. Got him. Anderson did a good job there at the hot corner. Throws out Ryan Kell. The infield here at Carson Park looks like it's hard and solid. Simon Field has taken so much rain. When the Evergreens played Spash back on Tuesday, I mean, that field was so soft, you had to charge everything. Balls in the infield would not roll out to the dirt area if they were hit on the ground. Here comes Zach Hancock. First pitch to him is up high. Then they had a chance to mow the field in time for Friday's game, and actually cutting the grass, trimming it down, helped the field dry out a little bit. Field was in much better condition for Friday night. Foul ball down the first base line. It's one ball, one strike to Zach Hancock. Alex Kell awaits on deck. Hancock today is grounded out twice, 0-2. Zach Hancock has developed into a nice backup catcher. You can't have Mason Hagenbusher catch all the time. He's been a good number two. This has popped up in foul territory, first base line. Javon Masters taking a look. It's out of play. A ball and two strikes. One out in the top of the sixth and a game tied 7-7. The pitching for today's game, when it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. 3-2, chopped foul down the third base line. Country Fresh Meats on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. It occurs to me that we do a lot of talking from the broadcast booth during these doubleheaders. That's necessary. We will reach for the Arizona green tea with ginseng. Lubricates the golden pipes. Fouled off 3-2. Keep the golden dulcet tones coming to you. Our home plate umpire has run out of baseballs. Looks over to the Eau Claire North bench, reached into his ball bag, and found it empty. One out and none on as we play the top of the sixth. And Zach Hancock steps out for a moment. He'll be waiting for a 3-2 pitch. As our home plate umpire is going over to the dugout, gets himself some more bases. Strike zone's been good today. Blue's done a good job. 3-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Smacked. Foul again. Just barely down the third base line. Zach Hancock almost had that over the bag and almost had himself some extra bases. Evergreen somehow, after blowing a two-run lead twice in this ballgame, have to find a way to get some more against Ben Everhart. 3-2 pitch here. That one also fouled off down the third base line. Hey, look at that. This is becoming a good at-bat for Zach Hancock. Hancock has proven not to be an easy out here. Hancock's a senior for the season. He is 4 of 19, but this has been a good battle. And now, down the left field line, that one's close to the foul line, hooking foul. Love to see Zach get a hit here. Battled the count back to 3-2. He's hit four balls foul now. And a lot of times you'll see that these battles get won by the batter. That it's the pitcher who wears down and gives in these situations. 3-2 pitch again. And this one is fouled off again down the first base line. First baseman looking but does not have a play. So this will be the 11th pitch in the at-bat that Zach Hancock has seen. You know what? The third baseman is so far back, Zach Hancock could lay down a bunt. If he dares, he'd get a hit. Fouls another one off. That would take some guts with two outs, with two strikes, rather. There's one out here. But again, the third baseman is so far back that if he wants to drop one down, he'll get credit for a hit, and he'll get to first base. That's not what he's thinking here. 3-2, that's blooped into left field. Left fielder is coming in, and this one is won by the pitcher. It's the left fielder, Jordan Wilson, who makes the catch. And after a really battling at-bat, Zach Hancock is retired. Two outs and none on for Alex Kell. And scored a run back in the Evergreens' four-run fifth inning. So he does not have an official at-bat. First ball hitting, bounce to the shortstop, Isaac Appleby. Appleby throws across, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ben Everhart. So the pressure now shifts back to the D.C. Evers pitching staff to keep this game tied. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning next. D.C. Everest 7, Green Bay, it's D.C. Everest 7, Eau Claire Memorial 7. The bottom of the sixth is on when we come back on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire, where Eau Claire Memorial is ready to bat in the bottom of the sixth in a game that's tied 7-7. And here comes Javon Masters. Masters has had the best game at the plate of any of these players today. He's 2-for-2. A walk, a double, and a single. First pitch from Derek Reike is down low, a ball. Goes all the way back to the backstop. So Reike will want to be careful here. Reike looked like he was cruising right through the fifth inning, got the first two batters. Then gave up three consecutive hits. It cost him two runs. Ground ball, first base side, foul. A ball and a strike. Today's doubleheader on Fox Sports is brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank. Come bank with us. Here's Reike's 1-1 pitch. Just missed outside. Two balls and a strike. Isaac Appleby, who was sure-handed in the field to get that final out, awaits on deck. He's 0-for-3. That's why you would really like to get Javon Masters here and keep him off the bases. 2-1 pitch, slow roller to third. Cody Cocker charges, throws across the diamond, got him. Cody Cocker was sure-handed there. You know, again, the defense is shaky enough that you have a sense of what's going to happen every time the ball is hit on the ground in the infield. that time it went exactly like you would expect. But just ground balls in this Everest infield are not sure outs. It's just where the team is at this season. And it was like that last year, too. Here is Isaac Appleby with one out and none on. Evergreen's hoping for a strong sixth inning from Derek Reike on the mound. First ball hitting, and that's lined into right field, a base hit. Charging over is Bryce Hines to hold him to a single. A one-out hit for Isaac. Cole Gagne to take his turn at bat. He hit a double and scored back in the third inning. He's reached on an error and has popped out to the catcher as well. So he's one for three. One on and one out. As the challenge here for Derek Reike is to keep this game tied at 7-7 and give his team a chance in the seventh inning. First pitch is a ball. Eau Claire has scored in every inning except the fourth. One run in the first, three in the second, one run in the third, and two more in that last fifth inning. Evergreens need to hang a zero here in the sixth. Outside ball, throw down to first, runners back. Two balls, no strikes. Today's ball game is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Evergreens have Cody Conker at third, even with the bag. Shortstop and second baseman play back, hoping for a double play. Soft line drive to right field, foul. Would have been trouble if it stayed fair. Instead, it's a ball and two strikes on Gagne. It looks to me like Eau Claire Memorial and D.C. Everest are about evenly matched. Eau Claire Memorial, I suspect, has better or deeper pitching. I think the Evergreens are a better offensive team, which is why this doubleheader, a non-conference game, doesn't hurt you or help you in the standings, is entertaining. Slow roller to second. Second baseman goes off, gets the force there, but not in time to turn two. The Evergreens get the lead runner and get the second out. That's what you want in that situation. Gagne reaches on the fielder's choice. Two outs and a runner at first. Here's Zach Johnson. Johnson walked and scored back in the second. He is 0 for 2 in the ballgame. The Evergreens keep that runner out of scoring position. That's important. And Derek Reike is one out away from, again, keeping this game held at 7-7. First ball bounced, and that is a foul ball down the first base line. Pitching needs to get four outs instead of three to get out of the inning. And we come to the top of the order in Jordan Wilson. Wilson is two for four, two singles, scored twice.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Again, Mason Hagenbusher to face Ben Everhart, and the first pitch is up high for a ball. Evergreens in that bottom of the sixth inning committed their fifth error. Pitch to Hagenbusher is on the inside corner. It is a strike. Old Abe's have left a lot of runners on base. They've left the bases loaded twice in this ball game. Pitch to Hagenbusher is up high. Two balls and a strike. Counting up the men that they have left on base, two in the last inning. They left 12 men on base. Ground ball to the first baseman, and it's misplayed. Javon Masters doesn't get a glove on it and goes into the outfield. So now it's the Evergreens who will try and capitalize on an opponent's error. Javon Masters misplays a ground ball. It is the third error on Eau Claire today. They had an error on their catcher, Eli Trasseth, on the right fielder, Sam Pressel, who misplayed a hit that allowed Mike Plaza to move to second. And now an error there, allowing Mason Hagenbusher to reach. Here comes Cody Cocker, who is 0 for 3. So Mason Hagenbusher represents the go-ahead run as we play the top of the seventh inning. Cocker is awaiting the pitch. Looks to bunt the runner over. Bunted back to the mound. The play is to first base, and they get the runner. Mason Hagenbusher slips while he overran second base and dives back safely. Mason Hagenbusher overrunning the base almost cost his team a second out. Instead, Cody Cocker lays down the sacrifice, and the Evergreens put the go-ahead run in scoring position for Mike Plaza. And Mike Plaza, best hitter on the team, now comes up in a clutch spot. We have seen a lot of sloppy defense in this game. Five errors against the Evergreens and three against the Old Abes. And the Evergreens, you know what? These games where they make four, five, six errors or more, they tend not to win these games. I mean, how could you? It gives you so many extra outs over the course of a game. Well, Mike Plaza is going to try and get the Evergreens in the win column for one of these games. He's on second. And here comes Ben Everhart's pitch to Mike Plaza, chopped off home plate and bounced all the way up to the grandstand. Wow. Foul ball. It right off the front of home plate. And then bounced all the way back almost up to our area. And we're nearly two stories up here at Carson Park. An unusual foul, strike one. Hagenbusher is the runner at second. Good speed out there. The pitch is low to Plaza. One ball, one strike. We're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter, Valley Communities Credit Union. 1-1 pitch, that's a curveball, and it misses inside. Maybe Eau Claire wants to pitch around Mike Plaza. Plaza came into the ballgame today hitting .418. And his batting average going up, 2 for 3. Here's a line drive to left field. It is over the left fielder's head. It hits the warning track and goes up against the wall on a bounce. Mike Plaza's got a double, and the Evergreens take the lead 8-7. So for all the hitting that Mike Plaza has done, there's the clutch hit that puts his team on top. Mike Plaza. And just when you thought maybe Mike Plaza was cooling off a bit, no problem, brings in that run. Evergreens take the lead 8-7 with one out in the top of the seventh. And the Evergreens could use another one here. Wyatt Brown smacks that one foul down the third base line. Mike Plaza has just been a pleasure to watch. Wyatt Brown waits an 0-1 pitch. This one is topped foul down the first base line and rolls, yep, foul ball. So Wyatt Brown is down 0-2. Wyatt Brown singled, stole a base. He's 1 for 3. So the question now will be in the bottom half of this inning. Can the Evergreens make a one run or maybe more stand up? Wyatt Brown there fouls it off down the third base line. Wyatt is more aggressive at the plate here. Again, this pitcher, Ben Everhart, who's more of a fastball hitter. And Wyatt Brown likes those fastballs, takes his rips. Mike Plaza, I would say, is exactly average speed at second base. He scored Mason Hagenbusher, who's fast. Off-speed pitch, and Wyatt Brown swings and misses. Second time Wyatt's gone down on strikes here. So now there are two outs, and here comes Brady Burrell. Do you know what Brady Burrell did during his last at-bat? He hit the ball over the left field wall, a two-run homer. That tied the ball game. Actually, I take that back. It gave the Evergreens the lead back then. No, it tied the ball game. When in doubt, go with your first guess. Pitch to Brady Burrell is a ball. He's ahead one ball, no strikes. See if Ben Everhart works. Snap throw down to second, and Mike Plaza scrambles back in safely. Burrell's ahead in the count 2-0. And, of course, as far as Ben Everhart, the pitcher, is concerned, Brady Burrell's a big slugger. He just took him out of the ballpark last at-bat. He doesn't realize the full scouting that Brady Burrell's been kind of a light hitter here. Pickoff play again at second. The runner is back. That was close. Mike Plaza cannot be picked off there. In fact, I'm a little surprised, too, that the Evergreens are not using a courtesy runner for Plaza, because on a hit, you want to try and score that run. The Evergreens already have one in and lead 8-7. They would love one more here. Just gives your JV pitcher a little more margin for error. Here's a curveball that Ben Everhart drops in for strike one. It's two balls and one strike. There are two outs. Evergreen sacrificed to move that runner into second, and then Mike Plaza delivered. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, and caught in a rundown here is Mike Plaza, and Plaza is tagged out to bring the inning to an end. All right, the Evergreens get a run in and get the lead. Can they make it stand up? The bottom of the seventh coming up, last at bat for Eau Claire Memorial, and the Evergreens lead the Old Aves 8-7. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tlusty & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Fox Sports!
We reach the bottom of the seventh inning. The Evergreens are clinging to an 8-7 lead. Derek Reike is back on the mound, and he'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. Pitcher Ben Everhart to lead off, and the first pitch is a ball. We've talked about how the bad defense has really shaped this game. The go-ahead run that the Evergreens scored in the seventh inning put there on an error on the infield. Reike misses down low. He's behind in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Love to see Reike finish out strongly. That run in the top of the inning belongs to him. He'd be the winning pitcher if he can get these final three outs. Over there for a strike. Two balls, one strike as Derek Reike works to Ben Everhart. Everhart doubled the last time up, sacrificed earlier in the game. He's 1-for-3. Reike shook off his catcher, and now said he likes that sign. Here comes the pitch. A high strike, two balls, two strikes. And the home plate umpire's got his mask off and is saying something to the Eau Claire coach at third base who didn't like that call. And Blue has taken off his mask again. Well, the umpire takes off his first base. I think the umpire got it right. Ben Everhart beat it out. With the shortstop Alex Kell playing back, Cody Cocker, the third baseman, had to come in onto the grass to make that. Just simply took too long to get to that ball. So now the tying run for the Old Aves is at first base, and the go-ahead run is Travis Berg, the designated hitter, who comes up to bat. Strikeout or a double play would be huge here for Reike. Here's the pitch, looking to bunt. Runner is caught off base, and the throw goes behind him, and he's going to get into second base anyway. This is a mistake for the Evergreens. The runner, Ben Everhart, on what was going to be a sacrifice, was caught way off the base, and the throw came behind him to first, and he just walked into second. He'll get credit for a stolen base. Catcher Zach Hancock needed to throw down to second there instead of throwing behind the runner at first. So now that tying run is in scoring position with none out, and the Evergreens have to batten down and get out of this inning to try and secure this win. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses up high. Even with Travis Berg's power, Berg is 1-for-4, and he's the cleanup. He's the number three batter in the order. I could make an argument for asking him to sacrifice and move that tying run to third base. Here's the pitch, and that misses up high. 3 balls and no strikes, and Derek Reinke is in danger of issuing him a free pass. And now Evergreen's coach Dave Langbin asks for time and is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Almost wonder if Coach Langbin is thinking of a relief pitcher here. He is sending Bryce Hines down to the bullpen to warm up, and he may be trying to buy some time for Bryce Hines here. Yeah, I would think that Coach Langbin is going to spend as long as he is allowed to by the home umpire to speak to Derek Reinke. And Bryce Hines, you'd like to see him hustle down to the bullpen. He is walking down to the bullpen. Hard to say if we're going to look at a relief pitcher situation here. Maybe Hines is warming up because he may be one of the people scheduled to pitch in Game 2. This is the first game of a doubleheader. All right, the umpire breaks up the conference. The count is 3 balls and no strikes to Travis Berg. And here's the pitch. And there's a line drive. It's going to get into the gap in left center field, and it's going to tie this ball game. It goes all the way to the wall. Wyatt Brown having trouble getting it. You know what? He could have had a triple there. Instead, he holds up for a double. And Travis Berg has just tied the ball game at 8-8. And now suddenly the Evergreens, with nobody out, have to keep that run from scoring or else they'll lose the ball game. And they are going to use a courtesy runner here for Travis Berg. No, Berg just went over to his coach, and that's all. Berg is going to run for himself. Eli Trasseth now to bat. Again, now the Old Abes have the winning run there at second base. First pitch is over for a strike. Game is tied 8-8 on Travis Berg's long double to the gap in right center field. Berg has two RBIs in the game. We're playing the bottom of the seventh, and here's a fly ball to center. Wyatt Brown is there, makes the catch. They're going to try and tag the runner here, and the runner decides not to go, and a big, strong throw from Wyatt Brown to keep that runner at second base. There is the first out. So on a doubleheader day, you know, we're already going to have a lot of baseball, and now the Evergreens are hoping for extra innings. James Anderson to bat. Anderson is 1-for-3. Walked and drove in a run back in the second inning with a single. A single here wins the ball game for James Anderson against Derek Reinke. There's one out, and the game-ending run is at second base. And James Anderson asks for time and is granted it. Home plate umpire now steps back behind the plate and signals that we are ready for play. Here's Reinke's pitch, ground ball to short. Runner is going to advance, long throw across the diamond, got him. There's the second out. But the winning run moves 90 feet closer to third base. Alex Kell with a good play and an accurate throw to get James Anderson. Two outs and the winning runner on third. So this is a battle here against Jovan Masters. And you know, baseball is a chance to redeem yourself. You see these opportunities in games all the time. It was Jovan Masters' error in the top of this inning that put what would be the go-ahead run on base. And now that his team has battled back to tie the game, Jovan Masters will have a chance to win if he can get a hit here. Score is 8-8. There are two outs, and there's a runner at third that would win the ball game for the Old Aves. First pitch, bounced in the dirt. Runner does not advance. If I was the Evergreens here, I would not be pitching to Jovan Masters. I would walk Masters. and take my chances with 1-for-4 Isaac Appleby, who seems to be a much lighter hitter than Jovan Masters is. But instead, Austin Barron, I'm sorry, here's the pitch. Fly ball to right field. This is going to send the game to extra innings. Right fielder makes the catch, Bryce Hines, and the game-winning run is left stranded at third base. Ready for extra innings? We are. The Old Abes get one run to tie the game at the end of regulation. 8-8, we'll go to the top of the eighth in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, as we go to extra innings, Ben Bergman comes on to pitch for the Old Abes. We can close out our line on Ben Everhart. Everhart pitched well but gave up that run, an unearned run in the seventh inning. And will wind up getting no decision. Frustrating for Ben Everhart because he saw his team put the game-winning run over on third base but was unable to bring them in. So let's give you the final line on Ben Everhart, who worked four innings. Everhart was touched for five runs. Four of them were earned. He gave up four hits. Struck out five and walked one. Ben Everhart with no decision and gives way to Ben Bergman. Bergman's a right-hander. And the Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter here, Sean Ludke, to bat. Ludke's first ball swinging bounces to the first baseman. Jovan Masters fields it cleanly and takes it himself. Good to see Sean Ludke back in the lineup. Ludke left yesterday's game with what looked like an elbow injury. Maybe just some tightness there. But Ludke, first ball swinging, bounces out in the eighth inning. And the Evergreens now send Nathan Sleaford to the plate, another pinch hitter. Batting here for Ryan Kell, takes the first pitch outside. Nate Sleaford for the season is 1-for-21. That's an .047 batting average. He's not going to stay there the entire season. And here's the pitch, popped up, foul territory. Is there a play for the catcher? Yes, there is. Maybe he makes the catch in front of the Evergreens dugout. And Sleaford has fouled out for the second out. So the Evergreens do some first ball swinging, and there are two pitches, and there are two outs. Zach Hancock now will bat with nobody on. Ball game is tied 8-8. The Evergreens went to the seventh inning and had a one-run lead, could not hold it. Here comes the pitch to Hancock. It's up high. So we'll have to see if Derek Reike comes out for another inning of work if we indeed go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Or let's get a little two-out bingo going here, started by Zach Hancock, and see if we can win this thing. Pitch is inside. It's two balls and no strikes now to Hancock. Should Hancock reach, Alex Kell is scheduled to bat. And Kell has suddenly been a hot bat in the middle and later parts of the season here. Pitch there is over for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Not sure if Ben Bergman is normally with the JV for Eau Claire Memorial. His name is written in by hand on my roster. Not one of the typed out names, which kind of means he's a late addition. Misses outside? No, that's an outside call strike. Two balls and two strikes. Zach Hancock batting for the Evergreens with two outs and none on. Extra innings here, top of the eighth. This is the first of two between two evenly matched teams. Swing and a miss. And that's a three-up, three-down inning for Ben Bergman, who comes on in relief. So the Evergreens do not score in their half of the eighth inning. The Old Aves will have another chance to win it in the bottom of the eighth when we come back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
We are in extra innings. Bottom of the eighth inning in a game tied 8-8. The Evergreens will send Derek Reike back out to the mound. It's his fourth inning of work. The Evergreens will also make two defensive changes. Both of the pinch hitters stay in the ballgame. Sean Ludke will stay in and play right field. And Nathan Sleifert will stay in and play second base. And the leadoff batter is Isaac Appleby, and he takes strike one on the outside corner. So Sean Ludke is in right, taking over for Bryce Hines. And Nathan Sleifert takes over for Ryan Kell. This pitch is chopped foul down the first base line. No balls, two strikes. So the Evergreens, the defensive changes do bolster their defense, even though Ryan Kell at second has been solid today, and no problems with Bryce Hines in the outfield either. But these are regular players who are here. Two-strike pitch, line down the right field line, that is foul. Still no balls, two strikes. The Old Aves needed a run to keep the ball game going in the seventh inning, and they got it. And they had the game-winning run left stranded at third base. And that is what has brought us two extra innings. So Derek Reike was able to get that fly out in the seventh to bring this game to extra innings. Here's a slow roller to second base. Nathan Sleifert tested, fields it cleanly, and throws over to Brady Burrell. There's the lead out. A little bit of confusion there about whether first baseman Brady Burrell would go after that ball. Burrell properly retreated to first to cover the bag and receive the throw. The Evergreens have had trouble this year on who's covering first. And I can tell you the pitcher, Derek Reike, was not going to get over there in time. With one out and none on, here comes Cole Gagne as we play the bottom of the eighth inning. Right-handed batter, thought about bunting, instead takes a strike. Yep, if you like extra inning games, if you like these close ball games, this has been a back-and-forth game. Four lead changes between these teams so far today. Again, the teams seem evenly matched. Bouncing ball to third, that's foul. Derek Reike, so far in this inning, has been ahead of the count on the batters that he's faced. That's what you'd like to see. Got Isaac Appleby ahead of the count and got him to bounce out. Ahead, no balls and two strikes here to Cole Gagne. Evergreens have played one extra inning game so far this year, and we'd rather not talk about it. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Caught on the fly. Sink. Thought was going to bounce. Instead, Derek Reike, the pitcher, reached out for it and caught it. I thought that for a moment Derek Reike was going to have to play that one hop as he came off the mound. Said nope. Got his glove down and to his right and made the catch. Two up and two down. Here comes Zach Johnson. Johnson bats ninth in the batting order. He's the center fielder. That curveball bounces low for ball one. Derek Reike has allowed 3 of the 8 Old Abe runs. All 3 of those runs are earned. Austin Behrens, the defense didn't do him many favors. He gave up 5 runs. Only 3 of them were earned. Those 2 unearned runs, both put on by Everest errors. They've committed 5 of them. Pitch is up high there. 2 balls and no strikes. So this is the first time that Reike has been behind a batter here in this 8th inning. Yep, extra innings here. Pitch there. A high strike on, boy, that looked like ball 3. We'll take it. Derek Reike has the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike to Zach Johnson. Johnson has reached on an error twice. He's walked also. He is 0 for 3 in today's ballgame. Here is Reike's 2-1 pitch, and there's a line drive. That's going to be a base hit. Played on a bounce by Sean Ludke in right field. And a 2-out single. So for the second time in the ballgame, the Old Abes put the winning run on base. And we come to the top of the order for Jordan Wilson. That ball was played by Sean Ludke on a bounce, and that was the correct way to play that. Ludke was having to move towards the gap in right center field. Again, if you dive and miss that, it goes to the wall for extra bases. You play conservatively there. Jordan Wilson today has 2 hits, reached in a fielder's choice. This is his 6th plate appearance. He is 2 for 5. First pitch goes off the shin guard of the catcher. A passed ball for Zach Hancock moves the runner into scoring position. Nothing wrong with that pitch, just misplayed by Zach Hancock. And again, that's the kind of play. I mean, it's not an error. It's a pass ball. But it moves the runner into scoring position. And now Jordan Wilson, with a hit to the outfield, could end the ball game. There are 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to third. That's foul. Just wide of the bag. If Cody Cocker, the third baseman, had been able to field that in fair territory, he would have had a very long throw. No guarantee he would have made that. It's 1 ball, 1 strike instead. Derek Reike needs this out. On deck is Ben Everhart, who is 2 for 4. Singled his last time, has a double also. Off-speed pitch, up high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, the challenge for Derek Reike is to keep that runner from scoring. He's going to do it into the teeth of this Old Abe's batting order. 2 outs, 2 balls, 1 strike. The runner at second takes a pretty big lead. I'm going to hit to the outfield. That pitch just missed the outside corner, 3-1. Evergreen's bench is chattering about that, too. You could walk Jordan Wilson, then you put a force at any base with 2 outs. Again, Wilson, his run does not matter. It's the runner at second that could end the ballgame. Off-speed pitch there. Where was that? Oh, that looked like it had a lot of the outside corner. Instead, it's ball 4. That's the wrong time for the strike zone to get tight. Jordan Wilson walks, and now there are runners on first and second with 2 outs for Ben Everhart. Sorry that we're going to have a pinch hitter here. It's the pitcher, Ben Bergman, who bats for himself. So here comes Ben Bergman to bat. That's right, Everhart would have left the game after going to right field after his pitching stint was done. Bergman, ground ball to shortstop. This should end the inning. Flip to second, and the Evergreens get out of another jam. Why don't we play another extra frame? 8 innings complete. D.C. Everest and Eau Claire Memorial are still 1390 FM 93.9.
Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Fox Sports Radio.
About you, but I love that community. To the top of the ninth we go. Alex Kell will lead things off against Ben Bergman. Bergman retired all 3 batters that he faced in the 8th inning as we move now to the ninth. Love to see Alex Kell start off this ninth inning with a hit. Kell walked twice and bounced out to the infield. So officially today he is 0 for 1. Chris Conley with you at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Old Abe's and Evergreens. First pitch from Ben Bergman, who's on for his second inning of work, is down low for a ball. Evergreens, again, have more action in their bullpen, which means maybe for the bottom of the ninth inning we'll see a different pitcher. Outside there, and Alex Kell is ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Bergman threw strikes in his first inning. He's got to keep doing that there. Wish I could tell you who's warming up there. It's a little too far for our view to see who the Evergreens have. Pitches up high, three balls, no strikes. So Bergman's first three pitches here in the top half of the inning are out of the strike zone. The Old Abes own the hit column 13-5. Evergreens have committed five errors. Old Abes have committed two. Alex Kell was tanking there all the way. And that pitch is a strike, three balls and one strike. You know, in the name of getting a base runner on, you might have him take again here. You'll get the same pitch at 3-2. Here is the 3-2 pitch. Nope, he is swinging. Fouls it back onto the roof of the press box. Three balls, two strikes. I know you want to give your guys a chance to hit. I would have had the take on there and let him hit at 3-2. Well, no matter, we're at 3-2 anyway. Leadoff batter on the top of the ninth. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swings and misses. And Alex Kell is a strikeout victim, so the Evergreens do not get the lead runner aboard. Top of the order we go for Mason Hagenbusher. Reached on an error and scored.
We welcome you back to Carson Park.
Extra innings is never a good time to have a connectivity problem. So we'll give you a telephone feed here with one out. Mason Hagenbusher has walked, so he is the go-ahead run here. And here's a fly ball on the shallow part of the infield. Now the shortstop gives way to Jordan Wilson, the right fielder, who makes the catch. And there is the second out. Two outs and a runner on first. And it'll be up to Mike Plaza. Plaza's double back in the seventh inning gave the Evergreens a temporary lead at 8-7, a lead that they could not hold. Now Mike Plaza will need some kind of extra base hit to bring in Mason Hagenbusher. Again, Hagenbusher walked, and he walked while for a short time we had lost our connection from the ballpark. So we are catching you up on where we are at now. We are in the top of the ninth inning, and it's 8-8. The Evergreens are batting. There are two outs. And Mason Hagenbusher, who is there thanks to a walk, is on first base. And we are restarting our stereo feed for our Comrex 10,000 back in the studio. Our studio engineer will let us know which is better. Mike Plaza swings wildly, and he's angry that he took a bad cut at that.
Swung at a pitch up in the eyes, and it's strike two. No balls and two strikes. Top of the ninth in a game tied 8-8. The count is no balls and two strikes. Mike Plaza on the day, 3 of 4. Double, two singles, and an error. Error is outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Just to make sure that we don't have any connection dropouts, we will keep the phone feed going as well, even though we understand we do have our stereo connection. We'll give our board op all the options there to keep this game going. One ball, two strikes to Mike Plaza. Two outs, runner on first. Runner takes a big lead. Here's a ground ball, gets through the left side. Mike Plaza with another single. He's 4 for 5 in the ball game. Evergreens will move one station at a time there, so the runner stops at second. Evergreens trying to get this going with two outs. Wyatt Brown takes his turn. Brown struck out his last time up, took two hacks at a fastball, and then went down swinging at an off-speed pitch. This is his first time facing Ben Bergman. Two outs, and the go-ahead run is on second base, and the pitch is outside for ball one. Great time for Wyatt Brown to turn around all those early. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Here we are on the top of the ninth. Off-speed pitch, check swing. Back up onto the screen. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman has been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection, wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks. At Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Walsall's west side. Off-speed pitch. Did he check his swing? No, he did not. Cost Wyatt Brown a strike. One ball and two strikes. Two outs and two on in this tie ball game in the ninth inning. The Evergreens will probably be using another pitcher in the bottom of the ninth. They started with Austin Behrens for the first four innings and Derek Reike since then. Ground ball to the first baseman. Jovan Mosters with a big move over to his right. He fields it cleanly and gets over to the bag in time to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens do not score in their half of the ninth inning. They got a hit and a walk and leave two men on base. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth in
93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in Central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Need that MLB coverage?
It's Donner and Big Mapland.
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye.
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here. Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by... Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Eight. Evergreens have a new pitcher on. Bryce Hines will now pitch. In relief of Derek Reike, Hines is re-entering the ballgame. Hines had started in right field, had a couple of putouts and assists there. Sat out one of these extra innings and is now coming on to work the bottom of the ninth in a tie ballgame. Bryce Hines is going to be facing 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Here comes Travis Berg. Berg is making his sixth appearance at the plate. Berg in appearances 4 and 5 hit safely. A single back in the fifth inning and a double back in the seventh inning. It was that double that tied the ball game and sent us into extras. We have had no scoring since then. First pitch from Bryce Hines to Travis Berg is ball one outside. Berg is a big right-handed batter. Bryce Hines just kind of slings that ball towards the plate, misses outside, two balls, no strikes. I believe this is only the second time that we have seen Bryce Hines pitch for the Evergreens. Here's his pitch. That one is, boy, that sure looked like it was over. Umpire calls it a ball. It's three balls, no strikes. Umpire may not have liked that it popped out of the catcher, Zach Hancock's glove. But there didn't seem to be anything wrong with the pitch. Well, no matter. We're at three balls and two strikes. And here's a hard hit line drive to the shortstop. Caught on a line by Alex Kell for the first out. Alex Kell just stole what should have been a hit for Travis Berg. Eli Trasith, the catcher, now steps in. Trasith reached on a two-base error and is 0 for 3 in the ballgame. One out and none on as we play the bottom of the ninth. The Evergreens are trying to get this game to the tenth. Pitch is outside from Bryce Hines. So Hines has been behind the two batters that he's faced so far in the ballgame. Back in the studio, we have reestablished our Comrex connection. You take your pick about which one's better. Hines tries to work that outside corner and misses there.
Side corner and there.
Hines there pitches over for a strike. Two balls and one strike. ball has come loose from the Evergreens bullpen and has rolled out onto the field of play. Our home plate umpire does not notice that. It is retrieved, no problem, ready for our 2-1 pitch. That just misses the outside corner. Now, Bryce Hines looks like he might have control problems. I mean, again, he kind of half sidearms and slings that fastball towards the plate. He missed outside there, 3-1 to Eli Trassett. Don't want to give up walks and extra innings. Here's his pitch. That's a fly ball down the first base line. It is foul. So Bryce Hines has battled back to 3-2. James Anderson awaits on deck. You'd love to have him coming up with no one on. One out, none on. 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him. And Eli Trassett.
And Eli Trassett frustrated that he swung right through that fastball. That was power on power. Bryce Hines brought the express. And Eli Trassett was unable to catch up with it. This was just going to be a wild, who can score the most kind of game, and now runs have suddenly been hard to come by in extra innings. We have 2 outs and none of the bottom.
Understand again that our stereo connection from Carson Park is a sometimes thing, so you'll hear us bouncing back and forth while we try and get the frequency right. What's the frequency, Evergreens? Pitch there is down low to James Anderson. It's 1-1. About a half hour in between games, maybe a little more, and then we'll be back with Game 2 on Fox Sports Radio. Game 1 here has become a battle. 8-8, bottom of the ninth. 1-1 pitch that's fouled back. 1-2. The Evergreens have Brady Burrell to lead off the top of the 10th inning if we get there. Eau Claire has threatened in both of the extra innings. They put a runner on third back in the 7th. The bottom of the 7th, where they could have wanted as a walk-off, put a runner on 2nd back in the 8th, but were unable to bring him around. That pitch is fouled back. 1-2 as Bryce Hines continues to be ahead in the count on against James Anderson. Hines steps off the mound, now toes the rubber again. Here is his 1-2 pitch, and there's a line drive down the left field line. Ooh, just foul. Just foul. Rattled into the Evergreens bullpen, would have been extra bases if he could have kept it straight. Chris Conley here at Carson Park, which become now, it had been sunny before. Now it's a cloudy kind of day, partly cloudy, comfortable, much better weather than what we've seen for other games this season. 1-2 pitch, check swing towards us, foul back, 1-2. So James Anderson here has wasted a couple of good pitches from Bryce Hines. I'm not really sure if Hines has a second pitch. Nothing but that two-thirds kind of sidearm slinging fastball. Here it comes again, missed with it outside. 2-2. I mean, that is one of the challenges when you're a pitcher and you have only that one pitch. Well, then it's got to be, you've got to throw that with a lot of velocity. 2-2, 2-outs, none on. Here's the pitch. Off speed, calls strike 3, and the inning comes to an end. He did take something off that. He really does have a second pitch. In extra innings, that was the best inning for Evergreen's pitching. 3-3. We'll go to the top of the 10th. Who will blink first? Evergreens and Old Abe's are tied 8-8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Need that MLB coverage?
It's Donner and Big Mecklen!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye!
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike 3.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here! Andrew McCutcheon, a 2-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by
Say it with me now.
We are Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports.
To the top of the 10th we go. Evergreens and Old Abes are tied 8-8. Brady Burrell, Sean Lutke,
and Nathan Sleaford are scheduled to bat for the Evergreens. Evergreens committing five errors, two of them leading to unearned runs for the Old Abes. Again, the Evergreens earlier in this ballgame took a lead in the top of the seventh, 8-7. Could not hold it in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we've had two zeros for extra innings. Run.
Strike to Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell had a two-run homer back in the fifth inning. Put it over the fence, just barely, to left center field. Pitch there is on the outside corner, strike two. So Bergman, who worked behind a couple of batters in the ninth, but was ahead of everyone in the eighth, is back to being ahead of everyone. Brady Burrell is down 0-2 in the count. And here's the pitch. Brady Burrell fouls that one off down the first base line. The Evergreens pushed that one run across back in the seventh inning. And then, again, using JV pitchers, unable to make it stand up. 0-2 pitch coming to Brady Burrell. Fouls that one off down the first base line. So Brady Burrell's battling. We've seen a couple of scenarios where batters have been able to keep themselves alive. Fouling off. A couple of good at-bats in this ballgame for both teams. Sean Lutke awaits on deck. Lutke came in as a defensive replacement for Bryce Hines, who's now pitching. Pitches up high to Burrell. One ball and two strikes. Today's D.C. Empress baseball game. Yes, it's game one of a doubleheader. Brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at cguwalsall.com. And Brady Burrell fouls another one off. Still one ball and two strikes. Glad for all of our Evergreens fans who are listening on Fox Sports AM 1390 or FM 93.9. We have a handful of Evergreens fans. I'm standing up and looking down at the grandstand below. You are numbered in the dozen or so. Heard some chatter among our fans. A lot of parents have to work on a Saturday. A lot of you hear people questioning. You're going to come to the game? You're going to drive over to Eau Claire? No, I got to work. Come on, it's Saturday. What's going on? Here's a pop-up on the infield. Pitcher can't see it in the sun. Pitcher has it go off his glove, and Brady Burrell on a two-base error is going to round first. He was running it out all the way and goes to second. Ben Bergman, the pitcher, called for it and then had it go off his glove. You could tell that Bergman and his third baseman, James Anderson, were both having trouble seeing the ball. It is the fourth error for the Old Abes. We'll see if that one comes back to haunt them or not. Evergreens have the lead runner at second base now on the two-base error on a pop-up in the infield that was not handled. It is Bryce Hines who will bat for himself. Sean Lutke batted for him, and Hines has since re-entered the ballgame. Bryce is 0-for-3. And he could help himself and potentially make himself the winning pitcher if he can single to the outfield and get that run in. 8-8 game, top of the 10th in extras. Hines is looking to bunt. Bunts back to the mound. The play is to first base, and that throw is... Did they get him? That looked like it pulled the runner off the bag. The call is no, he's out. I thought the throw from the pitcher was wild over to first base. They're going to say that Javon Masters got his...
foot back down on the bag. No matter, Bryce Hines still advances the runner to third base with one out. And here's Nathan Sleaford to bat. Sleaford popped out to the catcher in foul territory the first time. So with one out, the go-ahead runner's at third, and the Old Aves play the infield in. Smack down the left field line. Fair ball, and the Evergreens have the lead. infield was drawn in, and Nathan Sleaford put it right between the third baseman and the bag at third. It's an RBI knock for Sleaford, and the Evergreens take the lead 9-8. You know, the Evergreens got their run in the seventh on an error, and they get a run here in the tenth on an error as well. Both teams have struggled defensively. The Evergreens could really help themselves. They could push another run across, an insurance run. So here we are in the 10th, and the Evergreens have a 9-8 lead. Zach Hancock, first ball swinging line to center field. Center fielder going back, long run, he can't get it. Zach Hancock has hit the ball into the gap. Evergreens are going to hold the runner here, and they're going to have runners on second and third. Sleaford had to hold up for just a moment to see if that ball was going to be run down in the gap or not. So the Evergreens have put together back-to-back hits here in the 10th inning off Ben Bergman. Alex Kell will bat now. Kell with two walks, 0 for 2. And again, the old Abes have to play the infield in to try and cut a run down here. With the infield in for Nathan Sleaford, he put that ball down the line and scored that go-ahead run. Base hit here would bring in two and would have the Evergreens sitting pretty. We're going to have a pitching change here. The Eau Claire bench has asked for timeout. Coach is coming out to the mound. Let's see if we're just talking strategy on how we're going to pitch to Alex Kell, or whether or not we're going to make a pitching change. If we look ahead to the bottom of the 10th inning, it'll be the 6, 7, and 8 spots in the Eau Claire batting order. Javon Masters, Isaac Appleby, and Cole Gagne. They have four hits between them, two of them extra base hits. They belong to Masters and Gagne, who have both hit doubles. Umpire is now going to break up this conference, and it doesn't look like we are going to have a pitching change at all, or if we do, it's going to be a late indication from the coach, which the umpires hate. The umpires request that if you're going to make a pitching change, that you make the indication right away. They are going to leave Ben Bergman in the game. You know, when you go out to the mound, in this kind of situation, you can gather all of your infielders in, so it's a chance to talk about trying to cut down the run or what kind of defensive setup you want up here. And again, the Old Abes with runners on second and third for the Evergreens. The Old Abes play the infield in right at the cutout of the grass, so they're going to try and come home and prevent another run from scoring. 9-8 Evergreens. Bergman stays in to pitch to Alex Kell. One out here, and Bergman steps off the rubber again. Boy, we've got a long time between pitches here. So Alex Kell, you know, your batting average goes up dramatically in these infield-in situations. Alex Kell's got to try and make some contact here. And now our home plate umpire is going to clean the plate. Which, of course, he could have done while we were having a conference at the mound, but no. And I don't think our home plate umpire has a brush. He cleans the plate with his foot. He has all game. Finally, ready for live action again. Swing and a miss. Alex Kell was out in front of that pitch. Yeah, if the Evergreens want to win this game, they really have to push another run or two across here. You leave your pitcher, Bryce Hines, with a very thin margin for error if we go to the bottom of the inning, 9-8. And here's a smacked foul ball down the third base line, right over Coach Langbin's head. Watch out, Coach. Coach Langbin wears a soft hat, not a batting helmet hat. And on a line drive like that that whistled over his head, maybe that was a bad idea. No balls, two strikes. Alex Kell's got to put the ball in play here and make contact. Here's the pitch, and he does. He pops it up to center field. I'm not sure if this is deep enough to get a run in. Center fielder is calling. He misplayed the ball. It pops. And the Evergreens will get a run. The Evergreens were not going to tag the run there. Instead, there's going to be an error on center fielder Zach Johnson, and another run scores. It's 10-8. So it is the defensive wheels that have fallen off here for the old Abes, and the Evergreens now lead by two runs. Well, there will be no RBI there for Alex Kell, but we said that he needed to make contact there with two outs, and he did. So that's just as good. Mason Hagenbusher to bat, still one out, and there are runners on first and third after the outfield error. And here's the pitch. There's a strike. So the Evergreens have found an opponent that plays defense as bad as they do. Hagenbusher, left-handed batter. Pitcher Ben Berkman looks that runner at first base. Pitch there is outside. One ball, one strike to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher sacrificed earlier in the ball game, reached on an error and scored, but he does not have a hit. Mason Hagenbusher coming into the game hitting .341, so he's overdue. And here's the pitch. Did he hold up? No, he did not. Pitch is over on the outside corner. That was a called strike, regardless of whether or not Mason offered at it or not. One ball and two strikes. Evergreens have pushed two runs across here in the 10th inning. Still only one out. Runners on first and third. This is an area where you want to be greedy. Get as much as you can. One ball, two strikes. Fouls that pitch back. A ball and two strikes. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They're wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Thank you, Glenray, for sponsoring our high school sports. Glenray Radiators. One ball, two strikes to Hagenbusher, and there's a line drive. Well hit to right field, back to the fence, and gone! A three-run homer for Mason Hagenbusher, and the Evergreens have blown this thing wide open. Evergreens push five runs across here in the 10th inning. It's their second home run of the ball game. Mason Hagenbusher touches the ball. Zach Hancock and Alex Kell were the runners on base. And they all score as now the Evergreens look like they are on their way to securing this win in game one. Cody Cocker now to step in. Still only one out, but now the bases are empty. Cody Cocker in the game sacrificed. He is 0 for 4. And he smacks the ball down to right field. It's into the corner, bounces up and over the fence. That's a ground rule double for Cody Cocker. The right field wall here at Carson Park is the only wall that is a short wall. And the ball bounced once on a line and then went over the wall. That is a ground rule double. Evergreens with five runs in here in the top of the 10th inning. And lead 13-8. And Mike Plaza is ready to bat here. Plaza, what a game. 4 of 5. Got a runner on second, could pick himself up another RBI. It was Mike Plaza's hit back in the 7th inning that gave the Evergreens what they were hoping was the winning run. Pitches up high. So the Evergreens push five runs across here in the 10th inning. 13-8. Ben Bergman, who's now on the hook for the loss, sets, and here's his 1-0 pitch to Plaza, and that's fouled back. One ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball, brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. When you come out to the games, hey, it's lots of fun to post your photographs online at everythingevergreens.com. It's really easy. If you use Instagram, use the hashtag DCEverest. Share your photographs with all your other Evergreens fans. If you don't come out for a game, you can hear our podcast and all the other play-by-play here on everythingevergreens.com. Here's a fly ball, deep right field. Is the ballpark going to hold this? No, sir. The Evergreens have hit another home run. Mike Plaza goes yard. A two-run homer for Plaza. the 14th and 15th runs. 15-8, Evergreens. Which means this game is really not going to be as close as the final score will indicate. The Old Abes had a lead back in the game here. In fact, they at one point were up 4-1 in the ballgame. Had a two-run lead in the middle innings that they could not hold. Evergreens have hit three homers in this ballgame. The home runs belonging to Mason Hagenbusher, Brady Burrell, and now Mike Plaza. How many times in a high school game do you see someone who gets a five-hit ball game? Mike Plaza is 5-for-6. And the Old Aves really are going to ask Bent Berkman, even though he's struggled here, to finish out this game. The Evergreens have tallied 7 runs here in the top of the 10th inning. We were tied 8-8 when we went into extra innings. Wyatt Brown ready to bat now. Brown is the 9th man to come to bat here in the 10th inning. Now, granted, you know, for doubleheaders, there are very few high school teams that have enough pitching to get through one of these ball games. And now a long trip out to the mound for one of the Eau Claire coaches. And I think we are going to have a pitching change here. Yep, Ben Bergman's day is done. The Evergreens tallying for 7 runs, and they're not done here in the top of the 10th inning. They lead 15-8. Why don't we take a 1-minute break for this pitching change, and we'll come back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Yes, we're on the air.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Here they come again.
Work hard, play hard.
Donald Sterling, though, if I said anything wrong, I'm sorry. Never start an apology that way. All you do is say, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm asking for forgiveness. It would have helped if you got out in front of this earlier. We are a forgiving society. The longer this went, the less sympathy Donald Sterling was going to cultivate.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Connor Severson is a junior right-hander, and he is going to come in on kind of mop-up duty here for Eau Claire Memorial as the Evergreens have scored 7 runs in the top of the 10th inning to take a 15-8 lead. Ben Bergman is now the likely loser. Bergman worked 2 1/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits, 7 runs, 5 of them were earned. Yet 2 of those runs came on errors. An error from Zach Johnson in center field and an error on the pitcher. Ben Bergman had a fly ball in the infield that he called for and then had go off his glove. To complete Bergman's line, 2 strikeouts and 1 walk for Ben Bergman. Now Connor Severson to take over. Wyatt Brown, the 9th batter, to bat for the Evergreens here in the 10th inning. And here's the first pitch to Wyatt. Fastball is bounced in the dirt. Ball one. I mean, we're at the point now where we'd like to finish up this first game as quickly as possible because we have more baseball to go. Although we'll play the full 7, if you survey the coaches, they'd be just fine if the second game was a 5-inning game. I mean, those are things that are agreed to before you come out to the ballpark, not something that you do on the fly based on the results of Game 1. But neither of these teams is going to be happy to go through a lot of pitching in Game 2. Here's the pitch to Wyatt Brown. There's another pitch outside. But Connor Severson has thrown 3 pitches, and all 3 of them have been outside, and all 3 of them have been in the dirt. So maybe this will take a while before the final 2 outs are recorded here in the 10th. Trailing by 7, the Old Aves will get a chance to bat at the bottom of the 10th. Here's the pitch. Wyatt Brown fouls it back. 2-1. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And we're sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, where you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No referral at the new Bone and Joint Center. Ball 4. Wyatt Brown has walked. Now the Evergreens have batted around. Here's Brady Burrell. Burrell started off the inning with that pop-up in the infield that looked innocent enough, looked like it was going to be an out. Went off the glove of pitcher Ben Bergman, and to Burrell's credit, he was running it out all the way and was on second base instead of first when that ball fell safely. That's what you like to see. Always hustle. Wyatt Brown on first. There's still only one out. And there's Severson's first pitch that he throws over for a strike. At the Bone and Joint Center, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. They're open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Brady Burrell steps out for a moment here. Brady Burrell will be pitching Tuesday when the Evergreens play Marshfield, and that ball hit Brady Burrell, did it? Yes, it did. Brady Burrell will take first base. Now there'll be runners on first and second, and here comes Sean Lutke. Nope, Bryce Hines. Sorry, Bryce Hines, because Bryce Hines re-entered the ballgame. In fact, I would imagine Bryce Hines is going to be asked to go out and pitch one more inning in the bottom of the 10th, even though that seems like that's been forever. Fisted foul for strike one down the first base line. It is 15-8. Be an interesting rule question that almost never comes into play. You know, in high school, there was a 10-run rule. Does the 10-run rule apply in extra innings? Pitch is wide outside. It's a wild pitch. Both runners will move up. Connor Severson, again, when he's been wild, he's been throwing low and outside, and that one was outside of the reach of his catcher, Eli Trasseth. So the runners advance to second and third. I mean, if there is such a thing as a 10-run rule in extra innings, well, now Bryce Hines represents that 10-run advantage if he comes around. Pitch there is low. It's two balls and one strike. That's our count. It's only one out. The only out was the sacrifice that Bryce Hines was asked to lay down to move the runner into scoring position. 10 batters ago. Pitch there is outside. It's three balls and one strike. So it sure looks like the Evergreens are going to put game one into the win column of this doubleheader. Again, forever. Now the Evergreens have scored 7 runs here in the top of the 10th. Hines swings and misses. Count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the nice thing, if you're on the losing end of a doubleheader, you know, for these old Abes of Eau Claire, you get to turn the page, you get to play again, you get right back on track. There's a big strike to Bryce Hines, and Hines is called out. And you know what? The umpire is now giving us the big strike zone to try and get this game over with. I can tell you that was nowhere near strike three. It was at Bryce Hines' shoulders. You know, in the major leagues, the umpires can't do that. They have the QuestTrack system. It's a computer program that tells you if the umpire is calling true balls and strikes. So even in blowout games, you know, in the big leagues, the strike zone used to get very big in late innings when the game wasn't close. And here's a strike to Nate Sleaford. And Sleaford pops that one up down the first base line. That's going to be out of play. No balls and two strikes. But in college and in the minor leagues and in high school baseball, where you don't have QuestTrack, strike zone can get big. Again, that strike, that strikeout that, that Bryce Hines was sat down on, it's up at his shoulders. Off-speed pitch. Slow roller to shortstop, where it is fielded by Isaac Appleby, throws across the diamond, and mercifully for the old Aves, that brings the inning to an end. Evergreen sent 12 men up, and they score 7 times. They've blown this game open. The old Aves do get their last at-bat in the bottom of the 10th. They are trailing 15-8. Back in a minute with the exciting conclusion? In a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Steve Gorman Sports.
This is Steve Gorman Sports.
These fans in Cleveland are very excited across the board. At least, at least everything I'm seeing, they love the cockiness that is Johnny Manziel, and they want to see some excitement on their team. If there's a fan base that's dying for a quarterback to come in and stick around and succeed, it's Cleveland. But I'm pulling for you, Cleveland.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. I'm Chris Conley. We are on for the bottom of the 10th inning. Bryce Hines comes back out to pitch. Hines stands to be the winning pitcher here. He came on and worked a 3-up, 3-down ninth, and now he's looking to Memorial here in the bottom of the 10th. His team scored 7 runs for him back in the top of the 10th. And for error we're looking for. Here comes Javon Masters to lead off. Slinging pitch is outside for a ball. Well, I mean, if the umpire is going to have a really big strike zone to get the Evergreens out of the inning, let's have a really big strike zone here and bring this game to a close. That one misses inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And Bryce Hines still throwing with top velocity. The Evergreens looking to win this first game with JV pitchers and Bryce Hines, who has spent his time up with the varsity. Hines steps up for a moment. Javon Masters is out of the box for a moment. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's up high. 3 balls, no strikes. Come on, Bryce. Find the strike zone. W's waiting for you here. 3 outs from now. Javon Masters walked, doubled, and singled. He's 2-for-4 in the ballgame. And there is the high strike. Again, up at the shoulders, almost as high as it was called the other way. 3 balls and 1 strike here. Players have to realize, too, when suddenly a game is out of control and the strike zone gets big, you've got to go up there and take your swings. That pitch, though, is not close enough to be called a strike. It's a ball in the dirt. And Javon Masters has walked. 15-8. It is, for those of you who are superstitious, a 7-run lead. The Evergreens blew a 7-run lead earlier in the month in what turned out to be an extra inning loss to Walsall West. That kind of lightning's not going to strike twice. Here's Isaac Appleby. Appleby takes a high strike. I could not imagine a team blowing a 7-run lead twice in the same season. Let's not even think about it. That's not going to be the case here. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. Old Abes have out-hit the Evergreens 13-11. Defense, horrible. 5 errors for the Evergreens, 4 errors against the Old Abes, and a lot of those runs, a lot of those errors have come around to score. Here's a swing and a miss. Isaac Appleby has struck out. In only his second inning of relief, Bryce Hines has now recorded 3 strikeouts. Cole Gagne to bat now. 1-for-5. So in these extra inning games, you get a lot of turns at bat. A lot of players who have hit for 6. In the Evergreens case, some players will come up 7 times. Pickoff, throw over to first. Well, that's silly. Let's get the out. In fact, someone is chattering over from the bench. Don't worry about him, Bryce. That's right. Whoever you are on the Evergreens dugout, thank you. You are telling Bryce Hines something that he cannot hear from my broadcast booth up here. Pitch is up high, and it's a ball. You know, I should tell you, that is something unusual about doing the play-by-play for these. At some of the smaller ballparks where they have speakers at a concession stand or the area behind the stands, not only can fans hear you, but sometimes the players and the umpires can, too. That is the case at Simon Field. Pitches up high here. 2 balls and no strikes to Cole Gagne. I mean, we've worked games at Simon Field where I know the umpire can hear me because he'll hold up if I have the wrong count. Or if I say something like that looked like a strike, where was it? The umpire will indicate high or outside. That pitch is over for a strike, two balls and one strike. I mean, there are just so few situations where the players and the umpire could actually hear what's being said on a radio broadcast during a ball game. And at some of our high school ballparks, Simon Field among them, that's the case. Not the case here, as we're up high on the roof, and here's a pitch over. It's two balls and two strikes to Cole Gagne. Zach Johnson is scheduled to bat with this runner on first and one out as we play the bottom of the 10th. Evergreens 15, Old Abe's 8. Here's Bryce Hines' delivery, swing and a miss. And Cole Gagne goes down on strikes, and now at the Eau Claire Memorial team, the Old Abe's, are down to their final out. Here comes Zach Johnson. Johnson has reached twice on errors in this ballgame. One by Cody Cocker at third, one by Alex Kell at short. He has managed to hit one for four and has scored a run. Swing and a miss from Zach Johnson. Bryce Hines looking to get this final out. Close out game one. We'll take a half hour or so break, and then we'll be back on the air with game two. Here's the pitch, and there's a blooping fly ball down the left field line, hooking foul. Third baseman Cody Cocker was trying to backpedal. We appreciate that. He was hoping if he could make a play, he could bring the game to a close. As you might imagine, when we play 10 innings, it takes a while to get through it. This ball game started just after 11 o'clock, so it's a 3-hour, 35-minute game right now. Back in the studio, our engineer is getting paid by the hour. Cha-ching. Swing and a miss. There's strike three, and the ball game is over. Bryce Hines strikes out the side in the 10th inning. He does not allow a hit in his two innings of relief work, and Bryce Hines gets the win. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. In 10 innings, they defeat Eau Claire Memorial 15-8. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a wrap-up for Game 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it. It's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox.
I'm Chris Conley, and we are at Carson Park in Eau Claire, where just moments ago, in 10 innings, the D.C. Everest Evergreens have defeated the Old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial 15-8. Yes, that's an unusual score for a game that went to extra innings. The Evergreens scored 7 times in the top of the 10th inning. Evergreens hit 3 home runs in this ball game: a 2-run homer for Brady Burrell, a 3-run homer for Mason Hagenbusher, and Michael Plaza with a 2-run homer. 2 of those home runs came in that 7-run 10th inning. Michael Plaza, what a game at the plate. 5 of 6 in the game, first game of this doubleheader. The winning pitcher for the Evergreens is Bryce Hines, who came on and worked the 9th and 10th innings. He did not give up a hit, no runs, struck out 5 and walked none. A deserving win for Bryce Hines in relief. Ben Bergman takes the loss for Eau Claire Memorial. He worked 2 1/3 innings. He gave up 7 runs. 5 of them were earned. He struck out 2 and walked 1. Ben Bergman takes the loss for the Old Aves. Our final line score, 15 runs for the Evergreens on 12 hits and 5 errors. Eau Claire with 8 runs on 13 hits and 4 errors. Again, the Evergreens take game 1, 15-8. We're going to sign off for a short time now. We'll be back with game 2, a half hour, 45 minutes from now, from Carson Park in Eau Claire. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to D.C. Everest High School Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.